The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
We're going to skate to one song only. Lady Hump by the Black Eyed Peas. What you going to do with all that junk inside my trunk? I'm going to get you drunk off my lady hump, my hump, my hump, my lovely lady hump.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
It's over. All the endorsements, everything gone. Oh my God, I can't get a real job. It'll kill me.
Paul Perillo.
Is that your routine or a performance of Cirque du Soleil? Besides, you're too late. They already handed out the girls' medals this morning.
And Andy. And Andy?
You an official here? Because you have officially given me a boner.
Andy Hart.
Ah! Nutsack!
Hey! You gotta be careful, man. Unlike you, I actually use these things.
Hey, look, I didn't mean to drag your balls into the discussion. That was uncalled for. They're fine. I overreacted.
Eric Scalavino.
So how'd it go with your lady? Carve up any ice? With your wiener?
For now, anyway.
Mind-boggling, isn't it?
Did you just say mind-boggling?
Yeah, mind-boggling. You know, when things are so crazy, it gets your thoughts all trapped like in a bottle.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
From here on out, you guys are a team. Do you understand? You are going to eat together, sleep together. You are going to pee together. You're going to file a joint income tax return. Practice starts now.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is Tuesday here at Gillette Stadium. A little bit cold here. Not quite as cold as the Midwest, but it's cold. And the Patriots are getting ready to host the AFC Divisional Championship game Saturday night, 8:15 against the Indianapolis Colts and Andrew Luck. Everybody's excited about that. We're going to talk about that matchup.
The Colts suck.
Whether or not you think this is the best matchup the Patriots could have had, or whether you would have rather seen another team, Kansas City or Cincinnati. We'll talk about all of that, what this whole thing means. Does it mean?
What does it mean? It means if they win, they keep going. If they lose.
Does it mean a trip to Denver?
Does San Diego come here?
You know,
all you Manning choke believers.
Or
can I open?
Do the Patriots move on at all?
Can I just open with my my PFWism?
Yeah.
Better chance, Patriots host the AFC title game, or they don't participate in it.
Wow.
Host.
That's what I think.
Because I don't think the Colts have a chance. So I think the Patriots are winning, and then. You know.
Yeah, I don't think the Patriots will lose. So I would say the better chance is that they host.
Wow, everyone seems very, very confident.
No,
including Dan Shaughnessy, who apparently just
go that far.
Mimeographed his column from last year that he wrote on the Texans. And I mean, how do you do that?
That's just a joke.
It really is. And I don't know him. I don't have, like, I know a lot of people don't like him for X, Y, and Z. But, like, that's what you did last year, and you're just doing it again, and I don't.
Anyway.
I have some good news from practice for you, Fred.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
And he has some no news.
Well, yeah.
Everybody's interested in.
Right, they really are. Logan Mankins, back on the field.
Great.
Alphonso Dennard, back on the field.
Great.
Aaron Dobson, not back on the field.
Not good.
Not good. And they have a new wide receiver. We don't know who he is, but he's wearing number 84.
Deion Branch.
He's really small.
It's not Rashay Caldwell.
Branch.
No, it's not Rashay Caldwell.
Right. He's in jail.
It's not Randy Moss.
He just got arrested, right?
It's not
right.
Brandon Lloyd.
Right.
It's none of those guys.
There was a little rumor last night that heated up that Randy Moss was coming back.
Where did that come from?
My wife said, I just heard that Randy Moss is coming back. I'm like, no, he's not coming back. But a lot of, you know, I don't know what had more buzz in Patriots Nation yesterday, whether Spike's being put on IR or the Colts signing Deion Branch. I think it was the Colts signing Deion Branch caused more buzz in Patriots Nation yesterday.
People seem to be not happy with that.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I mean, like, who cares?
Because he wasn't loyal. Stupid.
You know, and it's not like they went out of their way to sign this guy. He lives around the area anyway and had, you know, I think he had tried out with them earlier in the season as well.
Like a month ago.
Yeah, he lives in Indiana.
Yeah, so
can somebody tell me why? Why would you choose when you're not from there, you didn't play there?
You have to live somewhere. Maybe there's family around there.
Yeah, well,
why there?
Yeah, he's played in Seattle, which is a nice place to live. He's played in New England, which is a nice place to live.
Kentucky.
He went to school in Kentucky.
Well, how do you end up in, you know, Roosevelt Colvin is from there, has his businesses
there. Different story. He's got roots.
You know, he sells himself to the highest bidding team, whether it be the Colts or the Patriots, doing pre- and post-game shows.
There's some good reason why he ended up there. Now, he went to Louisville,
yes.
Kentucky.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, I'd rather live in Indianapolis than Louisville.
Why?
Why? Have you ever been to Louisville?
Yeah, there's nothing.
Have you tried the Louisville?
There's nothing going on there.
You've been to Louisville?
Sure.
No, you haven't. You're lying.
The only
thing
they have
is
the
Muhammad. You are lying.
The only thing they have there is the Muhammad Ali Museum.
Louisville?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a baseball bat company that's from there?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a basketball team that's from there? You ever heard of a
race
source in state?
That I'm not going to move to Louisville for a baseball bat company.
No, but you have a reason to be there.
Indy is a much nicer little city.
I love Indy. It's my favorite little city. Yeah. I've spent a lot of time there. Although I haven't been to the strip club Eric and I were talking about. Paul, when we go for the combine, I think we need to hit that little brick building strip club. Right. I don't know how we've been there like forever. And
I thought Paul wasn't going to the combine.
Don't talk with your mouth full.
I don't have my mouth
full.
Do you know something I don't?
Are we all going to the combine?
No, I thought
you're going to the winter meetings now.
You're going to the meetings.
I mean the summer meetings.
Your thing is the meetings.
Oh.
The owners' meetings.
I didn't.
Or whatever they're called.
This is really in progress because we hadn't discussed it.
Oh.
I guess you had.
I thought I was suddenly off the hook. Never mind.
I don't think it's a big deal that the Colts signed Deion Branch. No. Obviously, it's more of a sign of they're really kind of desperate right now.
Right, it's like us signing Colley.
Right.
They're signing these guys whose careers probably should be over. And they're still on rosters and teams that are competing.
Yeah.
But I think the most overblown thing is like the intel. What intel?
Yeah.
When he was on this team, it was Welker, Hernandez, Gronkowski. That was the offense. He hasn't been here through this whole, what the hell are we doing this year with Edelman, Amendola, Marine,
there's that guy number 12 that we don't know that much about.
Yeah, but I mean,
I know, I'm being facetious.
Right.
I think they just needed a body.
I
heard Bob Kravis today. He thinks he's just going to be inactive. Like, he's a body and he'll be inactive. And I'd rather he play.
Did they have a need for a wide receiver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of what? Who did they lose?
I don't know. Paul did the preview.
Don't talk with your mouth full.
Yeah, don't bother Paul. He's in mid
Italian.
Reggie Wayne, Darius Haywood-Bey are both hurt. And I think that Derrick Rogers started the last game. I think he has something like 14 catches. LaVon Brazil, I think, was their third receiver. He has even fewer than that.
He cannot catch the ball and throw it.
They need receivers. Griff Whalen is a college teammate of Lux that they got off the scrap heap, undrafted guy. He's played a significant role. They have no receivers.
I mean,
so they need somebody.
Do you think there's any chance that, you know, beyond just being an insurance policy, that they said, you know, we know they're going to be focusing on Hilton. Maybe we just need a little underneath threat, just somebody to run these underneath routes, which he's very good at doing, just to kind of have that option for Luck, and that he might have a little bit more of a role than we think?
He might. He's on the team. But if they wanted to do that, why wouldn't they have done that previously when they worked him out a month ago?
Well, I don't know. But, you know, maybe now they said, you know, now we really need it.
If you really need it, I would have done it previously so I could use it.
Maybe it's just because they're playing the Patriots and, you know.
I think they just need a body. And he was the body they worked out. They probably worked out some other bodies, and he was at the top of the emergency list. He's willing, ready, able.
I'm very curious who are
ready and willing. I don't know about able.
I'm very curious who the 84 is now here in New England.
Me too.
Small guy. So it's not like one of these big, you know, he's not like a an Eldridge-type receiver.
Right.
Not one of these big, huge,
right,
bulky guys.
Right.
Small, probably fast, I would assume.
Why is that, Eric?
Well, because small guys usually are that's what they're known for, usually.
You got to have some reason you're in the NFL.
Right.
Yeah. Does the placing of spikes on IR change anything for you in terms of outlook for this team?
Yes.
It does?
Long term.
No, I'm talking about this year.
No, I mean long term this year. I think if you go to the Super Bowl and you're playing the Niners or the Seattle Seahawks, you would really like to have Brandon Spikes on the field. I think that's a real blow to your defense against Lynch or Gore. This week?
This particular week, it probably isn't a big deal. I think it could potentially be a bigger deal if they were to play, certainly San Diego, but if it was Denver even.
No, it helps Denver because the game plan is to give up 300-yard rushing against Denver when you play them. So it'll actually help do that, Paul.
So that helps the Patriots.
Yeah. Because Spikes might make some tackles on Marino, and you don't want that.
But I agree with Andy in this particular game because the Colts, when the Colts run, it's not going to be in a power setting. It's going to be against sub packages. When they spread the field a little bit and they throw some of those inside draws to Donald Brown, I don't think Spikes would be on the field all that much this week. But I do think potentially down the road.
Against the Marshawn Lynch. Definitely.
Oh, absolutely. Against San Francisco idea, or Seattle, you're gonna play that. More base defense. And that's what Andy's point was when you weren't listening.
Yeah. So.
I'm sorry, I'm not listening to you.
You can't repeat anything?
There's one thing to repeat it, but to repeat it like it was the first time it was said.
Yeah, it was a little Boston Globe / New York Times-ish. You know, it's not news until I say it's news.
All right.
I haven't read that article you sent.
Boy, we're awful sensitive today.
It was awful sensitive.
Why so sensitive?
Why so sensitive?
I'm not sensitive.
No, you're not?
Why are you so sensitive? Gronk is having surgery this week.
Yeah, according to multiple reports. This is... It's just so obvious what goes on Twitter. I forget who was the first person to...
Albert Breer?
No, he wasn't.
No?
It was somebody else that said, you know, and then all of a sudden, everybody else has this news. And they report it like, you know, they just, you know, had somebody tell them. Other than reading it on Twitter by somebody they follow and then making it their own.
Well, I saw people do it the right way. I saw sources confirm. Isn't that what you're supposed to do to make sure it's true? Don't just go with...
Yeah, and I think in this particular case with a guy like Gronk, whose agent is Drew Rosenhaus, I think he's a very accessible agent. And I think it's very easy for them to sit there to read whoever was first. And I thought it was Breer, but you might be right, Fred. You read whoever wrote it first. You call Drew Rosenhaus. He says, oh, yeah, no, it's Thursday. That's accurate. And you're right. Sources confirm.
I saw Gronk yesterday at Rodman.
Did you?
When I dropped my car off.
He was there?
Yeah, looked like maybe he was turning in his truck to get a new one. He does some Ford stuff.
Yeah, I know
stuff.
He does. He does commercials for them.
I think he was turning in his truck. But I came back and said to Paul, well, Gronk hasn't had surgery because he hasn't had surgery yet.
He was walking?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. With his brace. I mean, you have to wear...
Yeah.
I guess you don't have to, but
But he was
brace.
In that little rascal scooter for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was kind of a gimmick. Plus,
I thought it was
to
good.
Shop, maybe he was more comfortable or whatever. Yeah, yeah. I know. He rode a wheelchair to the... The Lone Survivor movie, when they all walked out there to see that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Huh. But, yeah, you can walk around. Once you in, you can walk around, do whatever you want on a torn ACL.
Right.
Now, Fred, do you want to repeat your clever tweet from yesterday about the Colts and Lone Survivor?
Oh, I said that the Colts went to the wrong cinema and ended up seeing Lone Ranger instead of Lone Survivor, Edge Patriots.
And then he was very proud of himself, which Andy and I got a big kick out of. It was very funny.
Well, I
but
think the
he
better
tell
one,
us. He but, says, but did Fred you see my tweet?
Fred just comes around the corner in my office and says, did you see my tweet? And then he runs away.
Sniff.
Well, I think the better, all, I thought the better tweet was after Spikes was put on IR. I said the Patriots are down to using Kaopectate to stop runs.
Which you apparently spelled wrong.
Yeah, I used a K instead of a C, I guess.
And it also worked better when you were delivering this information yesterday with your slicked back fawns too after you went to the salon during the middle of the day.
I got a haircut.
It looked good.
No, but you had product and you were
you
all
had
kind
product
of like
in
the
your
sides
hair.
Were like wavy, kind of brushed, and it was very anti-Fred.
It looked good though, Fred.
Thank you.
You did. You look good, Freddie.
Thank
you look
you.
Good.
How come you didn't do it today?
Well, hey, I was going to say, what happened to that?
I don't know how to do that.
Now we're on TV.
You know what?
He's back to looking
wasted
himself.
It yesterday.
I don't think she brushed it. That's why.
Oh, no,
like
she
that.
Definitely did something to it because it was
I was
like,
well coiffed.
Yeah. It was definitely made up. Why don't you run up there before the show?
Yeah.
You can give them an ad. Is it the
Green Fred's,
Tangerine?
Fred's also very upset at NFL Network for their football life. Tonight is Tiki and Rondé Barber.
Well, I just think they had a really good idea about these football life series, and they're really like, there's no one better than Tiki and Rondé Barber and Darrell Rives.
The Darrell Rives football one I thought was life. Really,
I think this really is odd. Well above the Darrell Rives.
Yeah,
one.
That's what I. That's
this
what
is
I
a pair of twin players who were both elite,
and they're no longer playing.
Right, like that's.
I don't know. I just think
Darrell Rives is still in the league.
I think there's a lot of backfilling they need to do before they get up to the guys that just retired or are still playing.
I'm okay with the Barbers. I agree on the Rives.
Yeah, that's what. That's what.
But you also have to have enough to do a show.
Right,
and. I got no problem with it. They're well done. They're entertaining.
But there are a lot of guys that, I mean.
Do they have a Joe Namath one? That might be an interesting one.
They did have a Joe Namath. I don't know if they have a Joe Namath one, but there is a extensive Joe Namath one on HBO. That's pretty good. But like, even like,
I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
What about Y.A. Tittle?
But look at all the.
How about Otto Graham, which I just found out went to the title game every year he played?
Something like 10 years.
Yeah,
something like that.
That's impressive. Yeah. Everybody talks about Bill Russell being a winner. How about Otto Graham?
Sure.
Getting it done.
Bill Russell won them all.
Did Otto Graham not win any?
He didn't just get to the finals.
Did he not win any?
No, he won some.
Oh.
Yeah, the Browns were. They won some
Browns
titles.
Browns were dominant, as Jeff Howe would say.
Dominant. Are we too cocky this week going up against the Colts? Are we,
I am.
Are we missing something?
Andy, I asked the guys a question yesterday morning. I said, how do we feel this week? And Andy's like, they're going to blow them out.
Well, not.
I know that
because they don't blow anybody out. But yes, they're going to win easily, convincingly, and undoubtedly.
But now, why do you say that after a year of just squeaking by Cleveland Brown and squeaking by the Jets?
Just the one Brown.
Why?
Makes that even less impressive.
Why all of a sudden are we going to blow out the Colts?
Well, I retract the blowout part because I don't know that we're going to blow anybody out. But I have very little faith on the Colts coming on the road. In the postseason, I don't think they're all that good at anything. You know, I think Andrew Luck had a great comeback last week, and yes, he is special and going to be great someday. T.Y. Hilton, I'll be stunned if he has a big game because I think they're going to take him out of it. And as I said, Paul, he doesn't really have big games on the road, certainly not in the rain and Foxborough, the postseason at night, all that.
Although he did have a good game against Tlaib the first time around last year, which is a game that I don't put a lot of stock in, but.
Neither.
He did play well in that game on the road against Tlaib, which is probably what he's going to match up with.
I would think
this week. I guess I don't feel. I feel this with. This is weird. I don't want to make it sound like I'm taking away from their comeback, but I think they've been a little bit too much celebration for a wild card win. And listen, they should be excited. Luck's performance I think was off the charts. I thought he was terrific. I thought just his will to win the game was impressive. I think rarely do you put back-to-back games together like that.
That emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw a stat yesterday on NFL Network. They've had the Colts. The beauty of Luck is this ability to perform in the fourth quarter and bring his team from behind. It's, I think, 11 fourth quarter and overtime wins.
He's a lucky SOB.
In 2 years, which is really, really impressive.
Well, Luck off.
They've had four comebacks from being down 12 or more points in Luck's career. They've lost the following game the first three times by an average of something like 22 points. I mean, they've gotten blown out the next week. Mm. And there is part of me that thinks that there's a possibility of that happening. I would tend to stick with my head and what I've seen from the Patriots all year and agree with Andy in that they don't really blow teams out. So maybe we're looking at like a low 30s to a mid-20s kind of game or a low 20s kind of game, not necessarily a blowout, but I think it's a game that the Patriots will get a lead in and probably maintain a lead throughout and make Indy catch up, and they won't be able to do it on the road.
Does this come down to the Patriots' defense, pure and simple?
No, I think it comes down to the Patriots' offense.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, more the offense?
Well, that's what it's been in most of their playoff losses. It's come down to the offense not scoring enough.
And there's still questions about this offense. I mean, you still have, what exactly are they? Are we going to see this running game that we saw the last couple weeks roll into the postseason against a bad run defense? Or are you going to be throwing it a little bit more? I think you can make plays through the air against Darius Butler and company in the back end with the injuries they have there.
So you believe it's the Patriots' offense playing to its ability?
Yeah, I think the Patriots' defense is going to give up some plays. I think Luck is pretty good, and they're not really that good right now in the back end.
No.
And that's the part that you said is kind of why I was reluctant to pick a blowout, because I'm not sure that the capability is high enough to get to that blowout status. I think they could play a very good game and score 28 points.
Plus, they don't, aside from last week, but they don't really turn the ball over a lot. They were second in the NFL in turnover differential, so usually a blowout, it kind of snowballs with some turnovers. Yeah. Now, maybe with the season on the line, he's just saying, I got to make plays, and that could happen. But I think they're a fine, middling team. They're a solid team. And I would feel differently, by the way, if they were at home. I would look at this game differently. I would think it'd be a more competitive game.
Yeah.
I just feel like everything I give a slight advantage to the Patriots in.
And if you're looking for a long-term weather update at this point, 50s and raining, almost like the last game.
Well, during the day, it'll probably be colder at night.
Well,
right?
Maybe a little bit colder, but
high 30s.
But raining,
yeah. It's going to be a rain game.
Is it supposed to be like heavy rain, like
matter.
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it's like a 30% chance of rain.
Okay.
So if you put your Josh McDaniels visor on, your offensive coordinator visor, because he wears a visor.
Do I pump my fist at any time during this little?
Well, you might, but do you
reenactment?
Do you stick with
what
the run?
What if I have a Browns visor on? Do I have to change it?
Do you stick with the run? Do you stay a run team?
Well, I'm not a run team, but I'm running the ball. I think I can run the ball against them, and I like that. And if you truly do fear luck is the reason why you could lose, well, then that helps you. You're keeping luck off the field. So, yeah, I am running the ball in this game. I am certainly running the ball some with all three guys, Vereen, Blunt, and Ridley. Now, I'm not saying, we're going to go out and run the ball 45 times. I'm saying I want to run the ball. I want to have play action.
Well, if you have early success, you just stick with it. And if you end up running it 45 times, you do.
Why not?
Yes, but I'm just saying my goal is not to churn out yards necessarily and just say I'm going to run for 300 yards to win this game. My goal is to be a balanced offense, and I think I can run the ball against them. But I also think I can throw against them. I think play action will help you against Mathis. One of your fears on defense is that he just has, you know, that impact game, strip sack, and things like that. But I don't see this as a game where they're going to come out, spread it out, go empty, and just throw the ball all the time.
Do you treat, on a defense, do you treat luck with sort of the way sometimes they did with Manning? Is like, you know what, he's going to get the ball out of his hands. Let's not take risk blitzing. Let's drop more guys in coverage, maybe confuse them. Do you play that game?
I would do both. I think we've seen enough of sort of corner blitzes and a few different blitzes from this team. I think you're going to see those.
You mix them in.
Mixed in.
Yeah. I agree.
You know, try,
timely.
Timely blitzes.
I don't think you can afford not to try to rattle him a little bit.
I mean, they're not a young quarterback. He's not God.
Right.
Not God, mind
but
you.
But he can run.
He can run.
He can.
But he can run either way. Even if it's just Chandler Jones flushes him right and, you know, Ninkovich misses an arm tackle and all of a sudden he's running. He's a big, strong, athletic guy.
They're not a blitzing team, as we've seen, but they need to do something to at least,
I want him in timely
situations, you know. Yeah, make him
mentally
uncomfortable.
And physically, I want him uncomfortable.
He has been pretty good against the blitz, though. Back to the running thing, I actually think Vereen could be a bigger factor in terms of running the ball this week. The Colts are not a great run defense. They're toward the bottom where the Patriots are, not quite as far down as the Patriots, but I think they're like 26th.
26th in run defense.
Against the run. But I feel like the smaller, shiftier guys are the guys that give them a little bit more trouble than, say, the bigger physical guys like Blunt and even Ridley. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Vereen maybe get 10 carries in a game like this, you know, which is, you know, for him a lot.
And it'd be good because we need to see him get more involved since the groin injury.
And that's provided he's healthy. I should state that. You know,
I thought he looked pretty healthy in the finale when he came back.
He didn't do much, though.
No, but I just watching him, I thought
that might also have been a product of Blunt being, you know, running all over the place, and they figured, let's stick with that.
And I don't need to see him, by the way. This is not the game to be cameoing guys for next week. I don't really get that line of logic.
What do you mean?
What?
You said, we need to see him. No, we don't. If it's the game plan to beat the Colts, we need to see him. We don't need to see anybody.
No, I meant
your season's on the line. If you think that's the best way to beat the Colts, then Shane Vereen plays. If you want to test his groin, do that in practice.
Well, I don't mean test his groin, but I like to get him back involved in the offense.
If I believe that's what I'm doing to win the game, yes. We've passed the point of getting guys involved for the sake of getting them involved. We're at the point where you just try to win, and you'd like to have had those guys involved.
Yeah.
I'd like to have them involved.
Okay, well, you involve Shane Vereen, and when they stop him, keep trying to do it.
Go, come on, don't stop.
And we'll lose the game so that we can have Shane Vereen ready for next season, involved in the offense.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the ACE ticket hotline. 855-PATH-500. Is the toll-free number.
Freddie, did you see the Niners stole our idea?
What, with Ric Flair?
Yeah.
I got a feeling that it's these guys reaching out to teams. Do you think it's a concerted effort from WWE guys to get involved with the NFL?
It could be. I mean, that's what they do. They make paid appearances.
Yeah, I think it's the other way around.
And I don't care. I want Hulk Hogan here on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's not happening.
It's not?
No.
You know for sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, God.
God forbid, brother.
God forbid we invest in, you know, entertaining the 68,000 people that come here.
Not involved.
I love how mad he gets, like, he takes it so personal.
He gets so mad.
Why do we have to look down our nose upon it? Like, we're here about football. We don't need to do any of those gimmicks.
No, we never had Ozzy Osbourne singing before a game.
That was a league
That
thing,
was a
though.
League thing. We had nothing to do with that.
What do you mean we had nothing to do with
the
that?
The season opener.
That's the season opener the league puts on the show. There's no way we did
we
that.
We got him here. It was up, right? It was up to us to get him here.
It was all us.
It was.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Don't look at me. I'm not involved in those meetings. I have no idea.
I'm not either.
That was absolutely us.
Sure it was.
Now you're showing your ignorance.
Oh, I showed my ignorance last week when I convinced you that I knew anything about black pellets on the field.
Or football.
Oh, and four shows my ignorance on football
for us.
Let's go with...
I only know good football, Fred. Not these middling, mediocre teams that play in the postseason.
That's good, Paul.
So did you, I think.
I think I went 2-2.
2-2 you went? I went 3-1.
For some reason, you picked all the road teams you said were going to win, and then you didn't pick them.
Oh, that's right. You picked Kansas City, too.
What happened?
So you went 2-2.
Right.
You vagged out?
Well, back Kansas City screwed
two and
me.
2-2.
They had a 28-point lead.
No. You didn't pick all the road teams,
but you didn't pick
though.
San Diego.
No, I didn't pick all the road teams. I said this is a weekend where all the road teams could win, but I didn't pick them all.
So no conviction.
You were scoffed at by somebody, and then I came to your defense, if you recall.
Right.
Because you're my boss, and I feel like it's respectful.
And it's smart to do because...
Because you're my boss.
Because review's coming up next month. And this year, you are usually right. I will give you that.
I'm usually right.
This year,
even when I'm wrong... I'm close enough where you say, well, he was onto something.
Right, because you say
if that's not the Paul Perillo lament right there, when I pick the game right but I still get it wrong.
He was onto something. You can always say that about my picks.
You can always say, Fred was onto something with that one.
That's right.
On something.
Good.
Good.
Really good.
How'd you get me another Pepsi?
I'm glad you waited, 27 minutes into the show to contribute that.
Maybe you haven't heard.
I don't get Pepsi's no more.
Let's go to Chris with a T-I-A-N. Christian,
you got you a Pepsi.
What's going on?
Thanks, guys.
Nothing much, guys. Got a new mayor in the city, so kind of waiting our way through that whole thing.
Yeah, new mayor, Kevin Walsh is his name?
Marty Walsh.
Yeah. Marty Walsh.
Kevin Walsh works for Comcast.
Oh, okay.
That's all right, Fred. At least you had the Walsh.
I'm sure there's a lot of Kevin Walshes around Boston.
I'm sure there's a few other Martys, too.
Sure, there's a lot of Martys, too. Yep, exactly.
Marty.
You get the yes, pronounced Marty. Yeah.
Like Marty Barrett, Andy's favorite player.
That's right, yeah, Andy's favorite. I'm not worried about the Colts.
Really? Okay.
Where should you be? Fred seems to be Eric's a little concerned, too.
Yeah, I am.
Well, I mean,
7-9.
Nine and really, 7.
12 really and 4. Just,
it's a funny team, the Colts, this year. I mean, you look at their schedule, and I know it's, playoffs now, and you sort of throw that stuff out the window. They had some pretty good wins. Then they had some really bad losses.
Yeah.
They beat, I think, San Fran, but, they lost to the Rams. Kind of weird.
Yeah, the Rams loss was the one that stuck out, but that was right after or shortly thereafter Wayne went out. But a lot of people put in the Arizona one in the same category. I don't. I think Arizona was a pretty good team this year.
Yep.
Especially at home. They won 10 games. I mean, they got blistered in that game. But Christian's right. Of all the playoff teams, the one with the best resume in terms of wins is the Colts.
Cool. And
they beat Seattle, San Francisco, and Denver.
Yeah.
And also, Paul, that Arizona game, that was a head coach that knew that team very well.
Oh, that's true. Absolutely. Bruce Arians.
Yeah. That's a good point, Paul.
And
quality wins. Quality wins.
Actually, Eric is the one who made the point about Bruce Arians.
No, I'm talking about the wins.
The quality wins part. So you were washing your hands of Eric's
point. No, he's actually
which I thought
make...
was actually very balanced.
No, Fred will make the Arians point in a couple minutes, like it's his own.
Well, Arians
Jason
knows
Blair
the offense.
Over there.
Right, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Fred.
Why didn't I think of that?
Do you guys think that Pagano is a good enough coach to devise a game plan against this offense to really make this a close game and make life difficult on Brady and company, or is the talent just not there?
Is Pagano the architect, or
Hamilton?
He did it in Baltimore.
I do
did
think
he not?
Pagano's a good enough coach to do that, but I don't. I the last part that Christian said, I don't think he has the guys, especially now they lost two more guys yesterday. They had to put on IR. The defense is not great to begin with. It's rated right around where the Patriots are. I think they were eighth in scoring defense or ninth in scoring defense, and the Patriots were 10th. It was like one spot.
Yeah, the Colts are ninth.
Yeah, he was
so it's not a terrible defense, but they've really, really been hit hard by injuries.
Pagano was the DC with Baltimore when they won those games here.
And that's the same people are saying, well, this isn't one of those systems that – well, yeah, actually it is. That's what they play. They just don't have all the necessary personnel yet, but they tried to get – like Corey Redding is a guy they got from Baltimore to play in the middle, and that's he came up with a big fourth down stop against Kansas City early, and a third down stop in the goal line in that Kansas City game to force a field goal. They kind of do have some of the elements, but when you're missing, they could be missing at least two, maybe three of their starting secondary. That's even when you're the Patriots dealing with all the sort of the indecision with Brady,
right?
You know, in the passing game.
Yeah.
All right, Christian.
And I was just curious if you guys caught the national championship game last night. I thought it was a great game, and I'll hang up and listen to what you guys thought.
Okay.
I did. I watched it.
Yeah, I watched the till halftime. I saw
I watched
the rest
the whole
of it this
thing.
Morning.
I fell asleep after Bo did the coin toss.
Fred and I watched the whole thing. It was a good game. It was a great drama. It was four scores the last four possessions of the game.
That's 7 years ago.
I liked how they did the coin, too. The two teams' logos, and whoever's logo came up, that's who won the toss.
Oh, the guy was very particular in that. Thanks. I know how coin tosses win. And whichever coin lands facing towards the sky, I thought it was the one that was face down. You'd have to flip it over and tell me.
I don't really want to talk about the title championship. But anyway.
Pep Hamilton, by the way, Bill has been very emphatic with the fact that he's a game plan coach. And we used to always talk about over the years that the Patriots seem to always do better against they do what they do type of coaches.
Right.
And Pep Hamilton, a lot of people have given them credit of late for going up tempo, no huddle, really pushing it. For a while there, they were a little bit more of a run-based, big-bodied team. So there is that unknown that I think Bill respects in coaches, the game plan aspect.
And I would even, to add to that.
What was his title at Stanford? What's that funny title we like to talk about?
Quality assurance.
I'm not sure.
You know how Stanford doesn't call it the offensive coordinator?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, Kevin, can you? Forget it.
Strippers.
Can you tell me? They call it like the
commandant.
It's like an academic position. It's like the
provost.
I can't even think of it. Arrogant. But it's like an endowed position,
offensive
or something.
Laureate,
something ridiculous
as
like that.
As the great Milt Wagner once said, that's one of them academic schools.
Yeah. Well, back to the Colts defense. Why has Robert Mathis had so much success this year? Because a lot of people said, when Freeney goes, he's going to be the only one. People key on him. He won't and. He has 19 and a half sacks.
Because now we find out that Freeney was riding his coattails.
He's a good player.
He is. And I'm not going to lie. I thought that his production. First of all, I thought he was getting older. And, I wonder, almost like a rebirth.
Chuck Pagano comes from Baltimore. What else comes from Baltimore? He had a linebacker who aged well and was dominant late in his career.
But I did. Hey, what do you think of the Patriots?
The program. I would take him in a heartbeat.
Ray Lewis?
Just for
for Brandon Spikes?
I think it would be great. Back page type thing.
Makes too much sense, Paul.
Absolutely. How about your guy, Urlacher?
Do a squirrel dance?
Yeah, no,
Aaron
I think
Gillette.
He's dead.
He's dead?
I would take Lewis first.
Yeah.
I mean, Urlacher would be fun, too. Any of those names kind of guys, Mike Singletary.
But no one would.
Mike Singletary. Can't play. Can't coach him.
Can't do it. Well, plus he weighs less than me now. He's a skinny
guy. But the Pep Hamilton thing, I think, is interesting because it was clear that they wanted – Stanford has a very conservative approach. You saw that in the Rose Bowl even now. They run the same way.
They said a liberal institution.
Yeah, right.
Set football
but
back 30
years. They wanted to sort of go with a two tight end – power running attack this year. They had two really good young tight ends in Dwayne Allen and Kobe Fleener, and they had what they thought was a power back with Vic Ballard, who had a really good rookie year, and they got Ahmad Bradshaw to back him up and sort of give him a little quicker option there. And sure enough, Dwayne Allen goes down, Bradshaw goes down, Ballard goes down. You can't do that anymore.
Donald Thomas goes down.
You can't do that power running game that you wanted to do anymore. And I give him a lot of credit because instead of just sitting there saying, "Well, this is what we want to do. We want to be a power running attack," and trying to force it, he didn't. And he lost Reggie Wayne, and he just said the only way we're going to be able to move the football consistently is by doing what Andy said and maybe going a little bit up tempo, trying to find ways to get T.Y. Hilton in space, and that really worked on Saturday against Kansas City. And I think that their entire way they wanted to play offense was completely changed on the fly. And I give, it's no wonder that he's a game plan type coach, because I think some other teams may have just said, well, you know, this is what we wanted to do, but we don't have the five best players that we had to do that, so we got to change.
What would you do if you were him against the Patriots? What wrinkle would you put in against the Patriots?
I would do exactly what they did against Kansas City. I would spread the field and have Luck throw the ball 45 times and hope I get some crossing routes.
Let him make a mistake. Just say, hey, look, don't worry about making mistakes. Just go out there and chuck it.
Right, which kind of what they did in the comeback. Balls to the wall, just go for it.
And exactly. I would also say, like they did in that game, don't completely ignore Donald Brown. Give him occasional carries. I think they were able to run the ball 15 or 20 times in that game, despite being down by so many points. Because every once in a while, you get a free 15 yards.
Right.
You know, if you do it right. And he did it right that day. I mean, he seemed to, you know, with the exception of the one on the goal line that he completely threw himself under the bus on, Andrew Luck took all the blame for that. You know, did you know that?
The
fumble?
Really?
Yeah, he put the blame on himself. He goes, I set Donald Brown up to fail on that. I thought he could make one of his typical electrifying runs, and I ran him into a heavy box, and you know, Andy Easton.
No one wants a heavy box.
No one wants a heavy box.
I got a question, a couple things
on
Twitter.
He is just a goofy SOB, though. Look at him.
First of all,
the neck beard.
Courtesy of our friends on Twitter, it's the Red Garter I'm talking about, Paul. That's the name of the strip club in Indy.
Oh, I thought that's the offensive coordinator at Stanford?
No. And our friend Charlotta.
Yeah.
Or your friend Charlotta. Everybody else calls her Michelle.
She likes it when
Has she watched Lone Survivor three times already? It hasn't come out in the U.S. yet. I know she's over there. Like, I thought movies came out first here and then
go. Is she in the movie industry? I thought she was in the movie.
Well, she's in the entertainment industry. You know.
Oh.
Just kidding. So maybe she gets some type of screening or something. I don't know.
Because it usually comes out here and then goes international, right?
But she's in the States a lot.
No, she's in Sweden or Switzerland or somewhere over there.
I don't know. Maybe she can clear it up.
Sweden.
Let's go to another Chris in Boston on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chris.
Hey. I have a question about the Colts game plan for this week. I know, like you said, with that offensive coordinator, Pep Hamilton, they are not a sort of team that really changes their offensive plan week to week. But I'm wondering, given the fact that when Andrew Luck ran the ball last week, it did work pretty well for him, given the fact that the Patriots have not been good stopping running quarterbacks, do you think maybe they will change their game plan and add a little bit more of an option or some sort of running play?
Well, I think you got it opposite. I think what Belichick is saying is that they do change things from week to week.
And I don't think that they ran the ball on designed run plays with the quarterback with Andrew Luck often. I mean, he may have had one during the course
of
the game, but it's not like they're running zone reads, and the idea is to have him keep the ball by design. I mean, even Andy Dalton had a few plays like that in the Chargers game, one of which he gacked all over himself.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm asking. Do you think they'll add more of that in because the Patriots have shown that they can't stop it?
Well,
no, and I don't think the Patriots have shown that they can't stop it. I think they've had some running quarterbacks that have given them problems and others that they've stopped.
I mean, you're probably thinking about Cam Newton, but remember, all those breakdown plays that the Patriots had well covered and they had problems.
But I think that there's a differentiation to make. I think that they completely shut down the zone read that night.
Yeah,
I think Cam Newton scrambled out of trouble very effectively.
Exactly.
Those two aren't the same.
It's not designed.
They're not the same thing.
Right.
And then in that case where it appears in a scramble situation, do you think knowing that Brandon Spikes is going to be out, we'll probably see more of Jamie Collins, do you think that's a bit of a strength for us because Collins is that?
Well, it's not a strength, but I think Collins may be a little better suited to chase down a quarterback, sure.
Right.
Well, Jamie Collins is played for month plus. He started, I think, the last five games. You're not going to see more of him. The guy you may see more of is Fletcher.
Fletcher, yeah.
And in base sets, that may be Fletcher on the outside. That may be Ninkovich on the outside with Carter or Buchanan coming in, because we know that they like to move. Or
maybe
they
Jake have Beckett moved, gets his.
I doubt it. they move Hightower to the middle, and if they're going to have a run defense, I think you'll see Hightower in the middle. But Fletcher is the most likely candidate to sort of see an increased load, I think.
And then I have one more question, and I can listen on the radio for the I'm sure it will come up at some point. Just how do we stop T.Y. Hilton?
Blood pressure?
Same way we stop any number one receiver for a lot of these teams. You know, they jam him at the line.
Quick.
Just, you know, screw up the timing.
I'd be afraid to see Tlaib jamming him a lot at the line. I think he's too quick for him.
You
I
could
think
do the pass-off thing where, you know, you have the safety come up, hit him at the line, pass him off, like they used to do against the Colts.
The guys on EEI yesterday were promoting the idea maybe it'll be Logan Ryan with a lot of safety help on.
Could
that
be.
Would scare me a little bit.
Thanks, Chris.
That and I said this to them, that looks great on paper. What we'll do is we'll do this, and we'll pass him off to this. It doesn't always work out on the field. It always seems like there's a guy a little bit late or, you know, the timing's a little off. And you do that, and he's the guy that'll go 64 yards for a touchdown. And all of a sudden you say, that didn't really work out. And right. Now they're in the game or whatever.
One thing that also caught my eye watching them play against Kansas City was how many times they dragged him across the field in space.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's hard if you're planning,
if
you're planning on passing him off, that's hard to do across a formation when there's a lot of, you know, rub plays going on. I mean, guys set picks. They get caught up in the wash, and I think all of a sudden, like Andy says, you know, you have like a 15-yard play that turns out to be a 60-yard play. That's what you look at. That's what Josh Gordon did, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, the one glaring example of, you know, oh, Belichick always takes away the other team's best. Well, that was one example recently where it didn't happen. And he had a huge game. Now, I would suggest that T.Y. Hilton is not Josh Gordon, so I'm not.
But it's also, I would suggest, not as good a matchup for Tlaib, even if he's healthy, because it's the smaller, quicker guy. Remember, we talked early in the year about DeSean Jackson and the practices and stuff giving him some trouble. He's better suited for a guy that's physical, that he can jam and kind of get into a fight.
Put Arrington in a safety on him, on Hilton.
Yeah, I'm scared.
For the Colts, it's going to be important for them to have other guys. Catch some passes. They can't have 13 for 220.
Sure.
I did a little Googling, and the head coaching job at Stanford is the David Shaw is technically the Bradford M. Freeman Director of Football at Stanford.
Oh, so it's an endowed position is what you're telling me?
Yeah, and the offensive coordinator is now the Andrew Luck Director of Offense.
Okay.
Because somebody gave a lot of money and wanted it named after Andrew Luck.
But even then,
Director of Offense is what they call it. So that's the name. Okay.
Oh, wow. How pretentious can you get?
Pretty.
So should we have like the Subway Fresh offensive coordinator and, you know, the Bob's Discount Furniture defensive
They're scrambling out of the orgy upstairs to make some calls.
Yeah, why not?
There goes Kirsch making us work again.
The Bose head coach.
Yeah, Bose.
Let's go to Mike, who's in Maryland.
Bill would refuse.
He says his girlfriend called us before Christmas. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Fred?
Good.
Just had a couple questions. One, has Andy taken Paul out for dinner yet?
No, he owes him.
Well,
it's lunch, and we were supposed to do it yesterday, but Carol declined because I have to pay our circulation man. I just owe you a sub. You'll get your damn sub.
And
at some point,
how do you feel that all the defenses that Brady would struggle against are out of the playoffs now in the AFC side?
It's good. You know,
good physical defenses. Yeah. You don't want to see them,
especially with Denver losing Von Miller. I mean. He's been a thorn in Brady's side. He's gone.
Literally.
The reason why I asked at the end of the year, you guys said they'd be one and done in the playoffs.
I did.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah.
That was me, too. I didn't know things would fall into place perfectly for them.
Yeah, right. Andy didn't know they'd have...
I didn't listen to Paul when he told me it always
didn't know they'd have half the team, you know, be out on injury, which would help them because of the adversity.
I was already wrong because I didn't think they would get a bye. So I thought they would be one and done, and they would already be done by now. So I'm wrong. Even if they lose Saturday, I was wrong.
Okay, and Andy, when you said you've heard of Joppa Town before, you heard of it in the news, it was because somebody ate their roommate or ate their brain, and then they found their remains in a dumpster.
Ew.
What was this for?
That's disgusting.
That's why I let you know.
Brains are actually a delicacy in some
What is wrong with you?
What?
You would eat a brain?
If I only had a brain.
If it was down to me dying or eating.
Well, that's not what this was.
Yeah, there's a lot of alternatives. I don't have to.
A lot of protein.
Is there? You know where else is protein?
Oh, for God's sake.
All right, thanks, Mike.
You are.
Mike in Maryland.
I'm just saying, if you're interested in protein, and you have said before.
It's always on his mind.
It's always.
Always on his mind.
That kind of sex is always on his mind.
You know what made me laugh? I really am immature. I was doing my healthcare questionnaire or whatever online we had to do, Harvard Pilgrim, and one of the questions is like, when was the last time you checked your testicles for lumps? And I just giggled. And Carol's like, what are you giggling at? Nothing. I can't help it. I really am like seven.
Andy has a friend named Lumps. Let's see.
What?
I don't know.
That doesn't even make sense. Why would I have a friend named Lumps on my testicles?
Because you're you, and you like that kind of thing.
What kind of thing?
Your closet. Preston from Brockton says, call me a creep, but I seem to
creep.
I like to listen to other sports radio stations the week we are playing a certain team just to hear what their thoughts are on our team. The Colts, by the way, are really excited about playing us. They are respectful of Brady, but don't really respect our record and the way we've won our games. In fact, they like the matchup of playing us. It's the perfect team, quote-unquote, they said. But on the other note, they ranked their top five quarterbacks in postseason, and who would they prefer? And they had Brady first, then Manning, then Luck at number three. I thought that was interesting. What are your thoughts?
So this is indie radio
that
he listened to?
Yep, they love this matchup.
Why do they love that? I don't really know why they would love this matchup.
I don't know.
That doesn't...
Now, what were the other possible matchups for Indy? If they had won...
They would have gone to Denver.
So they prefer going to us, I guess, over Denver. That's why they liked this matchup.
I would, too.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I just... Denver is still Denver. They still have the highest scoring offense, right? I mean... I think there's a reason to say you don't want to face Denver.
Right.
And as we've talked about, if you do want to
especially face them, if you have a depleted defense.
And you're counting on history. You're counting on Manning choking if you want to face them. There's some aspect of your desire is based in history.
From an NFL story, what would you rather have? Luck versus Manning, where Manning's facing his old team in the AFC Championship, or another Brady Manning?
Brady Manning.
Luck versus Manning. And this might be something you might want to tune into for Thursday night
on
PFW TV.
Okay.
If I was just, you know, average Joe NFL guy, I've seen 14 or 15 Brady Mannings.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a playoff version of Luck Manning.
Man, not me. I think greatness. I want to see the continuation of the NFL film special that is Brady Manning.
I think Luck is great.
He's got plenty of time to be great. I think this is the greatest rivalry in all of sports.
Manning.
I think it's up
Brady
there with Magic and Bird.
I think Brady kills him.
I just like history, and I like to see the history continue.
I think it's a mismatch.
And it gives you another chance for maybe to balance out your little
mismatch. Save this for next week.
What?
Freddie's wasting all his good material, all his sniffs. These are all for next week.
Greg.
These are all next week's sniffles.
Greg Shreve.
What, when we host the Chargers?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Greg and Shreveport, I wanted to write in, as I'm sure many have and will, about the Colts signing Deion Branch. Considering how depleted our wide receiver core has been with injury or lacking experience in the system, and Deion's obvious familiarity with the Patriot system, why didn't we pick him up? As far as his impact this weekend, I hardly see him making a difference in the game after signing 5 days earlier. Perhaps they'll send him out to the coin toss and try to get in our heads. Also, what are you thinking, Deion, the Colts? Your thoughts, analysis, go Patriots.
Well, they signed Cauley multiple times this year, who was in football more recently, the word I couldn't think of. CTE, you know, with the Niners. And maybe they just think Deion was done. I mean, we all said it. He couldn't get up and physically just done. And they probably decided that. Well, that's what I mean. That was the last time I saw him, and he was already done.
Right.
And he's aged a year. But Cauley, they decided, is more physically capable at this point. The fear with him is the injury.
Yeah. Are we even going to talk about, will fans boom?
I'm not even sure he's going to be here.
Right.
Because I don't think they should, obviously.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
I think that's idiotic.
I have heard a lot of people say, well, what are you doing, Deion? What are you thinking?
Yeah, right. What? You can't work? You know?
I mean, he obviously
He's
wanted
to make $23,000.
But he could go to a Super Bowl.
But he obviously wanted to continue playing.
Right.
Or he wouldn't have conducted workouts during the course of the season.
Right.
And, you know.
Can't begrudge the man for yes to a job.
I mean, you don't know Patriots fans.
The Patriots didn't want him.
Right.
And he had an opportunity to go somewhere where they did. Now, is it a farce? Maybe they only signed him just for intel. I don't know. But I know that they don't have any wide receivers that are healthy other than Hilton. And, you know, maybe they just wanted one guy in addition, like you said, Fred, just like a veteran guy that might be able to make a catch or two to help out. I personally don't think he's going to be a big part of the game. I think he's insurance. I think he's there just in case someone else gets hurt.
All right. Andy just ran out. He got a phone call. So let's take a break. It's 12:50. And when we come back, a lot more emails and calls here as we get ready for the Colts.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that Do Not Disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
And now, story time with Fred Kirsch.
This is at St. Thomas the Apostle School in New Jersey. Ronald Robinson.
Good Catholic school.
He came back to
Ronald
class.
Ronald Robinson. Was it a fight or were you being
No, what bored? Happens was, we would always have, there was always two groups. One group played keep away, or back then we called smear the queer. Which
yep, me too.
Which you couldn't call
today.
We
played.
And then the other group would play football.
Probably shouldn't say
Yeah, one group was play football. So one time I was in the group playing keep away, and Ronald Robinson in the football said, oh, you guys are pussies playing that game.
I guess we're just going to say everything tonight.
So then.
It's realism.
So then a couple weeks ago, it was opposite. We were the ones playing football, and they were playing keep away. And I said to them, oh, who's the pussy now? So Ronald Robinson, who was tall at that time, but thin, came, you know, we're like, you know, chest to chest. He's like, say that again. I'm like, who's the pussy now? And he punched me in the jaw, you know, and I remember, I can remember this like it was yesterday. I remember thinking,
obviously.
Boy, you know what? That didn't really hurt that much. And if I attacked
So
him,
he was a pussy.
Yeah.
Wait, you just because he said it twice doesn't mean he was okay.
And now. I was thinking to myself, if I attacked him right now, and I kept myself from doing it, and I shouldn't have.
Possible
I did the same thing to Richie Campanella. I dared him to say something, and he did it. And I socked him in the stomach and doubled him over.
That was Story Time with Fred Kirsch.
All right, back here. According to Twitter, I guess Andy just walked into a full media workroom waiting for Tom Brady and got booed.
It's always a good thing.
You should boo him anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if
whether
they were
waiting for Brady or not.
Right. Anytime he walks into a room, you should boo Andy Hart. But that must have been funny. I laughed just hearing
well,
about
plus
it.
Well, plus this probably a
I
little,
LOL just hearing about it.
Probably there's more people here than normal with the playoffs and you know, some national folks are probably in the house. So it was even more embarrassing for Andy. It wasn't just in front of people he knew.
Right. It's good. David Work writes in, after watching the Colts this weekend, the Colts became the team that scared me the most. It showed two things. Luck can put the team on his shoulders and win a game practically by himself. The Richardson fumble on the goal line was amazing, where Luck was watching the play, aware, and totally bailed out that pathetic running back, I mean DB.
That was Donald Brown, by the way.
That kind of ruins that. The other thing is how the coaching staff clearly made good adjustments at halftime and slowed down the KC offense, containing Smith, giving up first downs, and making them settle for some field goals, and also exposing the KC defense as Luck clearly found the mismatches in the secondary in the second half. I think injuries had a lot to do with that,
yeah,
too.
I do
but
too.
Anyway, that all sounds like the model of the Patriots to me, which is probably why it scares me. Coaching adjustments and the quarterback won the game, and their quarterback is younger, mobile, and I think hungrier than ours.
I don't know if he's any hungrier.
Yeah, I like the
Certainly younger and,
yeah,
and more
Kansas
mobile.
Kansas City had guys going down like snowflakes.
By the end of the game, Ali, Houston, Robinson, and Flowers were all out.
Right.
For
plus
Kansas City.
Their lead
I'm not
running back
I'm not
went
trying
out
to
early.
Just, you know, Charles yeah. and Davis were both out on offense.
Right.
I'm not trying to make excuses. Obviously, you know, the Patriots don't want to hear about anybody else's injuries. Everybody's dealing with this. There's major players all around the league, but that was a big part of the game.
Right.
That was a big, I think that the holes that they found were largely due to the fact that they didn't have any more cornerbacks left.
Right.
And that certainly helped. The other part of that is the Indy defense. To me, I don't think the Indy defense played markedly better in the second half than they did in the first. They forced a couple of field goals, sure, but Kansas City moved the ball up and down the field at will. If they don't lose Charles in that game, and probably if they don't even lose Davis in that game. I don't think that anything changed. I think that they would have put another couple of touchdowns on the board. Did you realize Kansas City had the ball for almost 38 minutes in that game to 22? Right? Yeah. 37 and change to 22 and change.
A lot of big plays.
I'll tell you, the Chiefs are going to be sick about that game for a long time. There's just no way that you can allow another team to score that fast when you have that kind of a lead. You just got to be playing soft, keep it all. You know, everybody always laments the prevent defense, right, Freddie?
Right.
They needed a little prevent defense in that game. They didn't play any.
Let's see. Maurice is in South. Oh, I just hit the wrong button on Maurice.
Oh, Maurice, call right back.
Call right back. We'll get you right back on.
Big Mo.
In the meantime, we'll talk to Olivier in Virginia. Hey, Olivier.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
Excellent. So hopefully you are surviving the weather over there.
Yeah, it's a little chilly.
It's cold, today. But we're cold.
We're in the single digits.
I'm thankful we're not in the Midwest.
Yeah, that's true. So I was calling to discuss a little bit Indy, and I'm not sure if you already have covered it, and if you have, I apologize, but I mean, it seems like Indy is just coming out of a very emotional win. You know, they came from behind and they won, just like we've done many times this year. It doesn't seem like they have a supremely strong defense that could give a lot of trouble to Brady's passing abilities, with the exception of obviously our O-line has to protect him against Mathis. But how do you see the game developing, given the fact that now we also have, you know, lost, what's his name,
Spikes?
To the IR. Yeah, exactly. We lost them. And, you know, how do we address this thing, and how do we feel confident? I mean, what's the vibe within the locker room at this point? I mean, do you think that the rookies are going to, you know, step up, or are we also, you know, looking at thinking that the Colts are not very good, while they proved to us that they could destroy a good team.
I mean, we're lucky that it's the Colts this week, because they're not a big power running game. Plus, you know, a lot of people, Paul, we're talking about this yesterday, Paul mentioned to me, a lot of people tweeted out when the Patriots announced they were putting Spikes on IR, oh my God, big surprise. Spikes has been limping for a long time.
Yeah, he's been battling
this for a while. His teammates know he's been battling it. They know that he's probably one play away from being out. So it's mentally,
and
I think they were a little
the
prepared.
The last game that we saw him play, he didn't finish.
Right.
In a close game. Right. It was a 7-point game, and he left.
Yeah, so I think mentally the team might be prepared for this. Now, is Dane Fletcher as good a run stopper as Brandon Spikes at 80%? No, he isn't.
No.
But at least in this game, it may not be as much of a factor.
Yeah, I agree. And the part that Olivier mentioned at the very beginning is the one I really take with me, and that's the Colts had a very emotional come-from-behind win last week, and I think they emptied a tank to do it.
I hope so.
And I'm not sure that they're going to be able to respond. The other stuff, matching up player for player, man for man, I'm not sure the Patriots are significantly better.
Yeah.
But I think that the Patriots have an enormous advantage being at home and having rested for a week. And I think their experience will allow them, I think, to separate. And I think they're going to make the Colts have to try to play catch-up again, and that's hard to do consistently in the playoffs.
I was also reading, Fred, that you know, in the injuries of Spike is in a way, in parentheses, welcome for this game, because it's not like the Colts have a huge running game, but it could become an issue with the replacement of Spike in the future, should we be afforded the opportunity to win and be fortunate to win and to go into the AFC Championship.
It could be, but you know,
it's not going to help.
Yeah, it's,
he's one of your better players that you have left.
But right now they got the Colts, and I think that I'm sure that that's all the team is thinking about right now. So
yep.
All right, Olivier.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
I'll talk
Olivier.
To you tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks.
Maurice is back.
Maurice is back in South Carolina. Maurice, sorry about that. That was my bad.
How you doing?
Good.
Well, everybody had a holiday, a nice holiday season.
We did. Yeah. It's over now.
My take on the game this weekend, I think I'm not getting too overconfident, but I think we're going to beat the Colts. And my eyeball tells me I think we're going to host the AFC Championship game.
Really?
That's just my
what thing. Makes you think
I
the
think,
Chargers are going to beat the Broncos in
Denver? They did it before, and I think they're a bad matchup for the Broncos. And also, I just think there's something about the cold weather with Peyton Manning. He doesn't like playing in the cold weather. That's why they got us playing 8 o'clock on Saturday night and not Peyton Manning on Saturday night. The league wants to make sure he's not going to be exposed to cold weather at night.
You're a conspiracy theorist.
You do know it's supposed to be in the 50s over the weekend in Denver, right?
Yeah. Well, it's better to play 4 o'clock in Denver than 8 o'clock.
Well, they didn't know that when they didn't know that when they fixed it.
Just out of curiosity, what do you think the difference will be between 4:30 and 8 o'clock?
Three or four degrees?
Now,
I'm assuming.
Now, the thing about it is, five degrees max. If the Chargers beat Broncos, don't they come in with a ton of momentum? Aren't you scared of them?
Stop it. You are like
doing
every sign of the cross that you can to have San Diego win that game. My God.
No, I know. I'd rather have San Diego come here, but I don't think it's a layup if they come. Yeah,
absolutely would be a layup.
This would be a colossal part of Dan Shaughnessy, Paul Perillo.
No, I'm putting it on Denver, not the Patriots. This would be an unbelievably colossal choke for Denver to lose.
I think so, too.
That team stinks.
I watched them play on Sunday.
They needed Andy Dalton to have a legendary meltdown just to be in this game.
If
Denver loses to that team at home after being off for a week, that is just absolutely pathetic.
What if, though, the Chargers just play a great game?
Then they haven't done that all year.
I don't know. I think Rivers has been pretty good.
I mean, losing to the Patriots at home in the AFC Championship game would not be a colossal choke. Losing to the Chargers at home in the divisional round, that's just pathetic.
Yeah.
9-17.
With the Chargers being in the same division as the Broncos, if the Broncos are going to lose, it's going to be to a team in their division that knows them real well.
Weren't the Giants 9-7 when they won the Super Bowl?
You think that this team is as good as that team?
I'm just saying that the Giants got hot at the right time.
I'm not asking you about hot or not. I'm asking you about talent. What have you seen from San Diego that tells you that they're any good?
Oh, I think that they're playing.
And winning games because other guys miss field goals in the last play. These things happen.
Hey, Paul.
They're just not very good.
They happen to the Patriots on the way to the Super Bowl.
Hey, Paul, the best team doesn't always win on any given
game. Oh, absolutely. But let's call it what it would be, an unbelievable choke.
I think
it'd be an unbelievable choke on Denver's part. You know, they could lose.
You know, the Cats out of the bag.
They've done it before.
I will be picking Denver.
Manning has done this before. They could lose. I'm not eliminating that as a possibility.
Yeah, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
I was on the Playbook last week. I was the last caller, and I think John had some guy, some sports football guru, and he predicted the Bengals were going to go to the Super Bowl.
Probably
and
Buster
I was telling
Crab,
him, my wife, she's a relative of A.J. Green. He said some stuff that I won't say on the air about the quarterback. But
The quarterback completely melted down. You can't win with that.
Huh?
The quarterback completely melted down. A.J. Green's right.
Yeah.
I'll say it for him.
And I told him, I said, I don't think the Bengals are going to go to the Super Bowl. I said, I think they're going to lose this weekend. And lo and behold, they sure enough they lose.
That was a major meltdown.
That's pathetic, too, to lose with the defense that the Bengals have playing the way they did. I mean, they needed a 60-yard run on the last play of the game to get over 300 yards.
Yeah.
If I was a member of that defense, I wouldn't be too happy. Let's put it that way.
All right, Maurice, thanks for calling in. Let's go to.
I don't want to offend Maurice, but AJ Green, by the way, is much a part of that meltdown as anybody.
Yeah.
He was not very impressive in that game.
Something's wrong in Cincinnati, huh?
Now you got Mike Brown supposedly telling people that he preferred Kaepernick over Dalton, and Jay Gruden is the one that overruled him. Why would you say that? Now you realize what?
Right.
Do you realize going forward now? Okay, maybe you had like 10% of a hope that Dalton could eventually get over this.
Forget it.
Eliminate that now. Now you know that the owner doesn't believe in you.
Matt's in Connecticut. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
I just want to touch on a few things. Actually, my little football bracket here that we're doing at work for the playoffs is actually playing out just like our plan. I actually got us going to the AFC Championship against San Diego. And maybe I'm just like Fred, a little well-wishing here, hoping that, you know, everything works out. But I just feel like Peyton Manning is going to have a Peyton Manning kind of playoff where he chokes.
He could.
And I just want to ask you guys, do you guys watch any of the other networks, you know, like when we're off and see what they have to say about us? I know you guys are professionals and you do your own thing, but it just, to me, as a Patriot fan, it feels like we're always being overlooked, stepped on, or forgotten about. And it seems like after 13 years of being the best, we never get the kind of respect we deserve.
I agree.
Because I just, when I watch NFL Network, I just want to
punch Marshall Faulk in the face. The guy
he in particular hates us.
He needs to get fired. I mean, they're paying these guys all these money to, you know, be analysts and give professional opinions. And
yeah. I really think that one of the criteria for getting a job at any network analyzing football is if you hate the Patriots, you shouldn't get the job.
No, I actually think that's the prerequisite to get it.
No, I know it is now. But
I agree.
It's
I think
not
they
fair.
All hate the Patriots.
It's not fair.
I think all of those guys, they pick them, but they don't really think the Patriots are going to win. I think they all hate the Patriots.
They hate us.
They do. All of them. Every one of them.
And how significant is Spike being out, man? I don't know how. I know Trent Richardson is really a disappointment, but I feel as though they might just force him the ball up the middle now.
I'm not sure Trent Richardson's going to get a single carry in this game.
Yeah, somebody said if the Colts plan now, because Spikes is out, to run the ball, the Patriots should be thanking their lucky stars.
But Trent Richardson got one carry in the last game, and he fumbled. I'm not sure he's going to see the field unless Donald Brown gets hurt.
Oh, okay. All right, well.
All right. Thanks, Matt. All right. Yep. Okay.
I agree. They all hate us.
Noel's in Denver. Hey, Noel.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Noel.
Good. Can you hear me well?
Yes. Oh, really well. You got a good line.
Good
what is
phone.
That, Vonage?
You're giving some good phone.
Hey, you guys frequent strip clubs? You talk to them about them a lot.
I don't.
Andy does.
They got a new Shotgun Willie's here in Denver.
Oh, yeah, is that right? Shotgun Louie's?
I have not been to one, I don't believe, since the
Houston
good, Super Bowl.
Good. But they had a new Shotgun Willie's. They just spent millions of dollars rebuilding it here in Denver.
Shotgun
but anyway,
Willie's.
That's not the point. Okay. Hey, guys, if we look at Kansas City and several of the best starters out of that game, we should handily beat Indy, I think. But let me ask you this. We don't have as many – Indy doesn't have as many people to stop as we had in other games. Would like to know how you guys feel about the keys to this game. And also, do you think the Chargers, what they need to do to beat the Broncos? And I agree with that last caller, by the way. Most of the broadcasters are cheerleaders for the other team when you listen to this newscast. It gets sickening.
It's not really a cheerleader for the other team as much as it is an anti-Patriots rant.
Right.
Exactly.
I couldn't agree more.
They wish
I think
ill
it's a bias.
On the Patriots, right.
I think it's a bias against the Patriots.
It's schadenfreude.
I have supposedly best friends. I've lived here in Denver since 2001. And, you know, we got beat by the Broncos for years because I've been a Patriot fan since 1960. So I'm enjoying this ride. But I supposedly we have best friends here in Denver who won't even address me about the Patriots.
They won't address you?
They're so scared of us. They're so scared of us, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, they should be.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
Okay.
So what do you think we need to do in this game to
I think
win?
They need to score. Think I think the offense needs to play well. The offense needs to play better than it has for the most part all year.
I do think it's that simple. If the Patriots play well, we know what playing well means for this year's Patriots. If they play that way, they will win. If they don't, they will lose. I think it really is that simple.
Yeah, I just think they need to score in the red zone. I think they can't settle for field goals. They have to score points. I think that I go into games assuming the teams play well. Not that they don't play well. Not that they're going to turn the ball over four times or whatever, especially Indianapolis. They turned the ball over four times the other day. That's very out of character. They only had 14 turnovers all year, and they turned it over four times the other day.
But
if they do that again, they can't win. What's that?
KC was pathetic.
KC was pathetic? What are you talking about? KC was
dominant. To get that kind of lead and then blow it is ridiculous.
I agree. It was a choke on Kansas City's part, but... I mean, what specifically did you think was pathetic?
Well, not that their offense was really good. I'm just talking about that part of
it. Well, here's the problem. They had a lot of injuries to the defense.
They let
them
score too
the game,
easily.
And unlike a Bill Belichick team where your subs are ready to go and prepared next man up, on that team they weren't ready to go and they collapsed.
Okay, I agree.
Yep.
To me, it's all about scoring points. You got to score points on offense. You can't settle for field goals. You got to be able to run it in the red zone, and you can't. If they get a lead similar to what the Chiefs did, then there's not going to be any way the Colts are coming back on the road.
I don't believe so.
Good to hear.
All right, no.
The Chargers need to do to beat the Broncos, guys. Thanks, and I'll listen.
Okay.
The only way the Chargers beat the Broncos is Peyton poops himself again.
They have to
like he has in the past.
I think the referees are going to have to play a big part in that game for the Chargers to win. Don't you? They're going to have to let the Chargers.
Well, if the referees do what they did in the first weekend, then that's all because they just decided. I don't care what happens. I'm just not going to throw a flag. which is absolutely absurd.
And if that, if
the way the games were officiated,
if it's that
over the
type
weekend.
Of game, then the Chargers might have a chance.
But the Broncos might have a chance to stop the Chargers too, because the Broncos don't play very good defensively, right?
Right.
So sometimes those things even out.
Chris is in Canada. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Good.
I wonder who you guys are picking to be the sleeper in the NFC this year.
Sleeper in the NFC? I don't think there is a sleeper in the NFC. I think all those teams are good. The sleeper would be San Diego, to me, a team that's not very good that could get hot and get on a roll. But in the NFC, I wouldn't be surprised if any of those teams went to the Super Bowl. Would you?
I would think that, to me, the weakest team is New Orleans of the four left.
Yeah, but would you be stunned if they beat Seattle?
Yeah, a little bit. In Seattle? Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't.
No?
You don't think New Orleans has players that are as good as Seattle's?
I just think at home.
I just don't think that they can win on the road.
Yeah.
But don't tell me that they can't match up with Seattle's talent.
I think that...
Like, San Diego can't match up with the Patriots' talent or the Broncos' talent.
Yeah, I think that Seattle's defense just mauls the New Orleans. Just mauls them.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Also, I have another question. I'm from Canada, and now every time there's something on Patriots.com, like a cool competition or contest, sorry, since I'm from Canada, I can't enter.
Oh.
I don't understand why, being from Canada, I can't enter in on that.
Yeah, it's something to do with sweepstakes rules and lawyers. I you know, that's all.
We
I
just
know.
Don't like you.
No, it's.
You know what's weird? It's the Patriots gear is the most popular NFL gear in Canada, and we're the only people that can't enter your guys' competition.
I would send a letter to the front office, 1 Patriot Place, Foxborough, Mass. 02035.
But unlike the other letters, do not include us in that.
Yeah, this one, we don't have to be included. But I would, I'd send a letter. I would say exactly what you said. Patriots gear is the most popular gear up in Canada. You're really hurting yourself by not opening up the contest to your Canadian friends up north.
That is a little bit silly.
Sorry. Hey, oh.
All right.
It's the World Wide Web. Why should it be limited to just the United States?
Well, it does have to do with once you open up a sweepstakes over outside of a country, there's all a bunch of different rules that you have to include.
Yeah, but like explains, like in layman's terms, like one problem potentially by doing that.
If you don't abide by those rules, you can get in trouble.
But like what rules?
I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's easy to sit there and say, there's blackout rules. And
international laws and stuff. I don't know. But
doesn't sound like
I know
to me
that's
it would
why
be that
they
complicated.
Don't do it. And I think especially
sounds
when
like
it's
lawyers
on,
making things more complicated than they need to be.
Especially on Facebook. You know, they have all these kind of things.
I mean, it's a World Wide Web. I mean, I could understand if you had to, like, show up at the pro shop or something. Okay,
right.
Well, we're going to limit that to the United States.
Yeah, maybe there's a lawyer that can call and let
us especially know. With us. We have so many international listeners and followers.
Maybe they should have a
Chris
contest.
Chris is right. I mean, look at all the we have international love, baby.
Maybe they should have a contest.
Why are you
just
shutting
for
them
the
out?
International people or
just for
people.
Canada.
Right. Joel's in Atlanta, the most hated caller on PFW
in
Progress.
I am. Thank you, Fred. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That little I should get my own like great theme music.
Not since Jeff in Vegas have we had such negative response to a caller.
Hey, that's fine. I love it. I love it. Hey, I've been listening for the past 2 weeks. I've been in Boston, honestly, for Christmas and New Year's, and I brought my son down to the pro shop, and we were able to not go on the field, but it was like a little. If you go to on the side of the pro shop, which I'm pretty sure you know, you guys. That you'll see, like, the back of the one of the end zones.
Yeah, you go up to that blue gate. Yep.
Yeah, it was very cold. It was really cold. I mean, you can just feel the breeze just coming from the field. I'm like, wow, I'm surprised these players, able to play. And just imagine being in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
And playing in that.
It's much worse.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. But I don't hear Andy. I know. I think he was... He was on earlier, right?
Andy had to leave. He had some media obligations.
Okay. Well, tell him that Joe from Atlanta said, I hope he found his charger, because I know he said that he had to buy a iPhone charger from Best Buy.
It was actually a laptop power cord that he lost.
Oh, he was afraid to return it because he had used it for 4 hours. Tell him it's not a big deal. But I disagree with what he said about Spikes. He said that he was a Martin Lou. He said Spikes. It will be just fine. We won't really miss them against the Colts, but if we go on during the playoffs, then of course it'll be a big miss, which I totally disagree. He would definitely be missed the whole playoffs against the Colts. I think the Colts have really fast receivers, fast running backs, And I think with Spike's, you know, his physicality will actually slow down some of the, you know, running backs or whatever that they have. But I just want to wish you guys a happy new year. And it's been definitely a blast to be the most hated PFW fan. I appreciate everybody. And actually, I just wanted to say, was it Christian Tialin, whatever you want to say his name, Fred?
Yeah.
In Connecticut?
Yeah.
Last time he said something about my mother, which I thought was pretty funny, and I didn't have a comeback for him. But tell him that next time when I'm driving through Connecticut, I will be stopping by his mother's house for breakfast.
Okay. I'll tell him that, Joel. Wow. All right. Joel from Atlanta. Stopping by Chris with a TIN's mother's house for breakfast. Chester's in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Chester.
Hey, my name is Chester. You know, I'm not sure if you remember me, but one time I called somebody's mother a punter. Anyway, man, that guy is a douche.
I mean,
you talk about PFW karma, man. You do not mess with Chris with a TIN. I mean, that guy is master caller, for crying out loud. You know, I just got one question just on the heels of that phone call. How the hell does Brandon Spikes match up with speed? I mean, am I the only guy?
Well, I was going to – I didn't want to get into a discussion, but as soon as he mentioned speed, then he's telling us the reason why Spikes wouldn't, especially in his injured state.
No kidding.
He thought that we would miss him against the Colts, I thought.
Well, he said with all of them. Yeah,
he thought we'd miss him against the Colts, but he didn't really say why.
Because of the speed of the
Colts. But he has none. But even if he was healthy, he's not fast.
That's what we're saying. Exactly. I said that's what we're saying.
No, we're agreeing with you.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Paul, you're arguing, and we're not arguing.
Can I argue with something? Can I argue with something else, Chester, and interrupt you for a quick second?
Absolutely.
Early in the show, I brought up that hypothetical thing. What do you think there was a better chance of? The Patriots hosting the AFC Championship game or not participating in it? And we all agreed the better chance was they host it, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. You think there's a better chance that they're not in it?
Right.
Well, Andy and I think there's a better chance they host it.
Right.
Okay, I just want to state that again. I think there's a better chance that they host it. Somehow on Twitter, I'm getting killed for saying that I'm being like Eric, saying that, being all negative, and they call him sunshine.com. No, I think there's a better chance that they host it and San Diego beats the Broncos.
People are killing you on Twitter.
Than the Patriots. As you would say, my Twitter's blowing up.
Wow.
I agree with you, Paul. I think San Diego's got a little something there. That
I don't think San Diego has anything there, but I don't think there's any chance the Patriots are going to lose.
Wow.
So, therefore, I have to say the Patriots have a better chance.
Year. Every time we say there's no chance that the Patriots lose, they almost lose. Or they lose.
But they didn't lose. For the most part. I certainly didn't say there was no chance they were going to lose in Miami or Carolina.
They won.
I didn't say that.
Anytime
in those games.
We got scared, they
still
won.
We ended up winning.
Well, when we said it was a blowout, I've never said that, but you guys, it's never a blowout.
No, I have predicted many blowouts this year that didn't materialize, but I haven't predicted many wins that didn't materialize.
Yeah, I just worry.
Just real quick, I do feel great about this matchup, and to me, this is why. I mean, we talk about the Colts beating formidable opponents. I mean, we've got to remember, they beat Denver and Seattle in their own house, and both those teams, especially Seattle, is somewhat suspect. They're not the same team, so to speak, on the road rather than at home. So I think that needs to be highlighted. And I think conversely, you know, we work all season to get this home field situation. I just think the Colts, you know, what we saw last week with the home field dynamic, it felt off the crowd. They're a young team. And I just have a feeling that, you know, if this crowd can get up and create that type of playoff environment, I see this team being a potential deer in headlights early. You know, if we can somehow put some schemes on the Andrew Luck. You know, the turnovers were certainly a blemish on that great day last weekend. But, you know, Pats Nation needs to get up for this game. You know, all year I've been putting a lot of value on the fact that we've won close win after close win after close win and fourth quarter comebacks. And, look, I just feel like there's no other team that's better equipped for this type of environment right now than the Pats. And you know, they got a little taste of it, the Colts this past weekend. But this team has gone down that road for the better part of the season. I feel like this team is ready. I just hope this time has gotten us healthy and we keep that pencil sharp. But, you know, I'm not mailing it in. I just think we got to keep consistent early. We got to contain Andrew Luck in that pocket. And alluding to that point earlier, this pass offense needs to live up to its fullest potential. I think that is absolute number one. And obviously getting off the field on third on defense. But,
all right.
You guys have a good one. I'll talk to you Thursday.
All right. Chester's got the recipe for success. Andy's back.
Did you guys, I assume, Reggie Dunn?
Reggie Dunn is the wide receiver, but no, we did not.
Little fast guy. Apparently he holds the record for most kickoff returns for a touchdown with 500-yard returns or something for touchdowns.
In college,
yeah. But he's a small, fast guy. He'd been with the Dolphins practice squad previously. So that's the answer to that.
Does that mean Dobson's going to go on IR too?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe. Just trying to figure out why they would need another wide receiver.
Well, maybe people have already said on Twitter, maybe he's a T.Y. Hilton practice guy. Maybe you brought in T.Y. Hilton.
Could be.
I don't know.
Wow.
Handing out spots.
Maybe you just need practice receivers. I talked to Ninkovich. Good interview from him.
Yeah.
I thought he was good. A couple things I took out of it. We were talking about game plans, and he was talking about Luck, and he said he's a guy you want to get after. You want to get him out of the pocket a little bit because he runs to throw. So they don't necessarily fear him running to run. They want to make him uncomfortable and be kind of moving around back there, which I found was a little interesting. And I'll let viewers judge this on their own when they see it Thursday night, Comcast 7:30. But I asked him about Chandler Jones because we've heard all this talk here about he's been more mature and he's not celebrating his sacks as much and has felt he needs to take on a leadership role. So I asked him about that and, you know, how he's seen him evolve. And he said, well, I've always said, act like you've been there before. And the tone of it to me was Ninkovich told him to stop celebrating his sacks so much and act like you've been there before. But you guys can judge when you see it. But that was the tone I took
from
that.
His own coach says, I want to see my players celebrate big plays. I want that emotion out.
But he said that like 7 years ago when they were sort of moping around
right
in the middle of a season.
And you can celebrate without having a predetermined dance. And I mean, you can jump up in the air and pump a fist, and that's celebrating. That's showing emotion without having to do some Pee Wee Herman dance or whatever. I don't have a problem with dancing generally. I never did it. I was never into it.
Well, you never had a sack.
Anyway, I've always gone with the act like you've been there before, but I don't have a problem, but the tone I took was that Ninkovich may have said, "Man, Joe, why don't you tone it down a little bit?"
Melvin's in Tennessee. Hey, Melvin.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah.
How you doing?
What's up, Melvin? Pretty good. Just thinking about, I was sitting down thinking with a lot of my guys that I play ball with. We were sitting down watching that game last night, and a lot of them have, you know, their San Francisco friends, one Seattle, and they were talking about their free agents and stuff they picked up this offseason. I was thinking, man, our free agent pool that we picked up really didn't work out, along with other injuries, if you think about it. Even people like Armstead and, you know, Adrian Wilson and, numerous ones for various reasons, you know, just haven't been able to contribute this year. But one of the person ones I was excited for was Leon Washington, just the kickoff return. And with these games and stuff like this, momentum and stuff can kill. Of course, everyone knows that, but you can think about last year with the Ravens, Kobe Jones, and you know, without those returning, I think probably that Denver game and the Super Bowl itself, you know, they probably would have lost the game. And last night, with the kickoff return right there, for Florida State,
yep.
I mean, that stuff like that will win you the game. It can win you a game.
And like, if we got LeGarrette Blount.
Like an 82-yard and a 65-yard return.
Exactly. So, right. You know, if Blount is that guy that we need to, you know, get the kickoff returns, I'm surprised that never would have thought that a 250-pound guy would be my guy returning kicks.
Well, and I think we've seen before that he couldn't really do that. And I think the conditions was that's what that was all about.
Now we got Reggie.
Now
Dunn?
I, you know, if the conditions are good, I want Vereen back there again. You know,
you would, Fred?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I just think
he's got a better chance in not crazy conditions of breaking.
Yeah. My guess is that the Colts would love to see Blount back there again.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
What about? He has that groin injury too, though?
Well, that's okay. Now I'm assuming he's okay because he's out there. But if that's a big part of it, if that's why, you know, they put Blount in there because, you know, his groin was okay. Now you can't use him back there. But if he's healthy, I'd rather see Vereen back there. I think he's got more of a chance to break one.
Break two. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, like I said, I just want to, throughout these playoffs, these championship games, I just want to see the momentum setting the tone. And, you know, it could be from, you know, we talked about this from a turnover. It could be from a big kickoff return, punt return, whatever. You know, in these games, you just got to find, you got to make plays. Andy talked about it, you know, for a year straight. You have to figure out a way to make plays, if that's defensively, offensively, or the kicking game. You got to make the plays.
Yep.
Because that wins your big championship game. So I like the matchup. I love the matchup. Love the coach.
All right,
Me
Melvin.
Too.
Thanks, Melvin.
I don't have much confidence in getting a big kick return.
You don't.
No. Not really. No. Not Vereen, not any of them.
No.
Now, maybe Edelman, maybe a punt return. I have confidence in him, even though he's kind of
he's been real quiet.
Petered out.
I think the team's really done a good job.
You know what
really
it means if he's
job.
Quiet. He's due.
He's had a lot of fair catches.
He's due. Men's due. But even Vereen, I've never seen him really all that dynamic as a kick returner.
Yeah.
I don't really have hope that he's going to bust one, that he's going to have that 100-yard return.
I just think that if someone on the team is going to do it, I think McCourty could, but because of his
speed.
Not sure
you want to put a concussed safety back deep on kick return.
But I think that he's our only hope, Luke
Skywalker. I think ESPN forgot to put the light on in the camera.
Yeah, Brady's like grayish dark.
I mean, NFL Network is nice and nice and bright.
Well, it's all the same lighting for everybody.
Well, then how come theirs looks like crap?
It's got something
to
do with their
camera angle. I mean, this is...
No, but they're all in the same room with the same lighting.
No, I know, but I'm guessing that ESPN doesn't have their camera light on.
Oh.
Doesn't that look much darker to
you? Yeah, but from way back there, I don't think it would make it any...
Well, there's something different about it,
too. There's something different.
I'm no camera guy. So I'm gonna back out of this one. I'm not a camera guy.
No, no, no. That's not how it's done. You just keep plunging forward.
I'm going to just...
Marcus
back.
Is in Miami.
When you were gone, by the way, we did
Marcus.
Have a big
discussion what's going on
how much everybody hates the Patriots.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm watching this press conference just like you guys are, and I just want to breathe a little bit of hope into this weekend. Basically, I think we've done a pretty good job with all the stuff we had to deal with. I mean, I'm pretty sure you guys can remember where you were when you got that text message or whatever that, you know, Hernandez was being hauled off the jail for attempted murder and all this other stuff. And, you know, that being like, I mean, he was in minicamp when that happened, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, no. Was it minicamp?
It was after minicamp.
It was in the middle of OTAs.
Okay. It was after that. It was after minicamp.
Yeah, just at the end. Right.
He did come here.
Right.
So we had that. We had the Gronk injuries. And I remember Andy and you guys were arguing about it's not good to have that many surgeries on a guy. And little did we know he would go out with ACL. I think nobody saw that coming. Obviously, we had these injuries, all these players going on. I mean, our defense was top. Weren't we top 10 like the first 5 weeks of the year? Like, we were getting
we were playing
good.
Very well.
Well, we had bad competition and a good defense, a healthy defense.
Right, but we were kind of struggling to find our mojo on offense. So, you know, it caught up to us. But, I mean, I think, you know, I just want to ask you guys this question, and I'm going to go ahead and listen. You guys have been covering the team for a long time. You guys get paid to do this. Imagine, how would it feel to you if we won the Super Bowl with this cast? I mean, this is the fourth one, the one we've been chasing for so long, that undefeated season when we lost again to the idiot Giants again. And, you know, to win it in their home stadium, when you know some of them are going to be there. You know they're going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's going to be there. That's a Giants fan or whatever, or the owners because
really,
their stadium.
Really
how would it feel? How would it feel to win this fourth?
To me, I'd put it right up with 0-1. I think it'd be just as remarkable as 0-1.
And weird, too, in like what he said, you know, when you had the great dominant teams, you couldn't finish it. And now with sort of the hodgepodge mix of injuries, you finish
the
job.
See, I think right now, because they're in the middle of it, Belichick obviously doesn't want any talk of guys who have got hurt. You know, you don't want any of that. Moaning and, but I think if they go all the way and they win it, I think they'll welcome the documentary that, you know, has the slow motion tape of Gronkowski getting hurt.
Three games to glory.
Hernandez being hauled off and, you know, Wilfork going out. I think then they'll love that story and show the adversity that they overcame and all that stuff. Because that.
I think it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, I hope we go out there.
It's only beautiful if they win.
Right, it's not beautiful if they get their asses kicked on Saturday night.
Yeah, but I mean, the expectations, like, I mean, good. I mean, all the people we put on IRs. Like I said, I mean, I called you guys a couple of weeks ago and said that this is the Aaron Rodgers 2010 Packers who had 1,000 people on IR and still went to Dallas and really kind of gave it to Pittsburgh. And I mean, it was a close game, but that last quarter, it was like, all right, well, we'll see. Like, when he threw that pick and they ran back for a touchdown, and I mean, I just feel that, I mean, if we go out and do what we need to do, I don't think we don't have to play the Giants anymore. We don't have to play the Packers the Superdome. So, I mean, we're pretty good against everybody else.
We'll see. So, it's going to be a great playoff weekend. All right. let's go to Big Al in Georgia. Hey, Big Al.
Hey, fellas. Listen, earlier I guess you had heard from someone that you described as the least popular PFW.
I think I phrased it most hated, but go ahead.
Jeff.
Most hated.
That's Jeff.
Well, I had to call because certainly I would have to be, I'm sure, the most loved PFW in progress.
You're up there.
Yeah.
Caller stuff.
You're up there, Al.
You got to balance that out. I mean, you just can't let that lay there by itself. So, it's going to be a terrific weekend, and I would agree with the sentiment that the chances are far greater that the Patriots host than the Patriots are eliminated. And if, for some reason, if you go back, Philip Rivers, even when Manning was with the Colts, and I know they don't play each other.
It's 2-0 against
Manning. You still tend to look at it as the quarterbacks. And Philip Rivers has just got – he has got this thing going with Manning quarterbacked team.
Yeah, he's 2-0 against Manning in the playoffs.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, and they just won there about a month ago. Now, this is kind of what – forgive me, Paul, but I think you slightly misinterpreted the significance of the fact that I called attention to last week when – and you've got the three teams that the Denver lost to are still left in the AFC playoff, those very same three teams. I didn't bring that up to sort of slight Denver or think that they didn't play a tough schedule or that it wouldn't help them somehow. I'm sure it does, all of that. But
I actually think it does help.
Well, I agree. But here's what I'm saying. I brought up that fact for a different reason. And that is that, you know, these three teams certainly aren't going to be scared of Denver. They played them this year. Two of those three teams won in Denver. San Diego just won there about a month ago.
That's the only game they lost in Denver.
10-point underdog.
Al, that's the only game they lost
at home. I don't know.
San Diego.
Well, I mean, you think, well, Denver might be fired up because it's a payback. They just lost to them shortly ago. But San Diego they just won there not long ago, the same game, and I think the last line I saw, they were underdogs by 10 points going into this thing. So it's almost like the previous game, I don't know how you think that would work, you know, what the motivation would be going into this game, but it's almost like it goes both ways. Denver would be fired up for payback, but San Diego might be thinking, look, why are we 10-point underdogs? We just won here, you know, a little while ago. So that's why I brought that up, was to set up the discussion for the next game, not to look back on Denver.
No, I understood why you brought it up. I got you.
Well, it didn't sound that way.
It's one of those things, like we like to say, it's fact, not opinion. They lost to the three teams that are left in the AFC.
Right.
It's fact, not opinion, that the Colts have beaten a lot of teams that are still left. But I don't think anybody thinks the Colts are going to win.
Thanks, Big Al. Let's go to Juan in California.
I certainly don't. I should put my feelings out there. I don't think the Colts are going to win.
What do you got, Juan?
Hey, I was just calling you guys about how you guys are talking about how we can handle the Colts. I completely agree with you guys. I think we can handle the Colts this weekend. We just probably need a big game from Chandler Jones and Rob Ninkovich, kind of contain Andrew Luck in the pocket.
Yeah, if they have big games, Patriots win.
They think so. Ninkovich thinks so.
If at the end of the day we said, wow, Ninkovich and Jones had big games, that means the Patriots won.
Yes, yes. And I honestly
Maybe.
Think
I'm still on offense.
If we can handle the Colts, I see us going to the Super Bowl because, I mean, that's the only team that I see myself us being a challenge for us.
You don't have a problem going to Denver?
I don't think the Patriots have much trouble handling Denver.
Really? They were down by 24 points last time they played them. Who is this guy?
I don't know, but I'm a little afraid.
Come on. I was watching that Denver game, and honestly, like, I was at the point where I'm like, you know, I see us coming back. I mean,
what? Oh, come on. Really?
Oh, I believe in the Patriots, man.
I do too, but I was pretty down in the dumps.
I'm going to say this too, Juan. I don't recall, and I'm forgive me if you wrote in or called in last week, but I don't recall one person saying the team out of the three that I fear the most is the Colts. So now all of a sudden people weren't wondering if we're going to lose to the Colts. I just don't. Well, I don't see it.
I'm not saying we're going to lose. I'm just saying that the only way we'll lose if we let Andrew Luck get loose out of that
sure.
market. That's the only
I
way.
I think that's – well, that's one of the ways. And I think that if the Patriots don't play well on offense, you could lose too, you know?
Yep, and we got to make sure we don't have any loose balls going anywhere because that's one
gotta
of the
keep those balls intact.
Here.
Yep.
Yeah, so and I'm hoping we stick to that running game we had last week. It was awesome last week.
Yeah, I'd like to see more of that.
Yeah, and everybody thought Blunt wasn't going to do anything for that team. He's been a surprise this year.
He sure has. He's better than Jeff Demps, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. That was a great trade.
It was. Once again, Bill Belichick just fleecing another team.
No one takes advantage of soon-to-be-fired people like Bill Belichick.
How about Shiano, too, by the way? Because I'm pretty sure that he was sort of ushering himself out of town so he could go and get the Penn State job. And now I'm pretty sure Munchak is going to get that.
Oh, really?
Well, it's like when Saban...
Well, he was the other one who reportedly...
great BCS bowl season, by the way. Saban, down. Meyer, down.
It's like Saban, giving us the tip on Welker, which helped us get Welker from Miami.
So Bill wasn't smart enough to know that on his own?
Oh, he trusts Nick Saban's opinion.
So he needed someone else to tell him? I just thought that Bill recognized that.
One of the things that makes Bill
much credit,
so smart
I guess.
Is he listens to other people.
Andy, I gave him too much credit, I guess.
Wish he had listened to Urban Meyer when Meyer said, that
Jermaine Cunningham
is not that good. Carlos Dunlap's better.
Jimmy Cunningham?
Jermaine.
Jermaine, right. Josh in Orlando says, one...
It's, now he hears names wrong, not just as he say them.
Josh in Orlando up Branch, he says, it's one thing to play all season, but to play one game against your Super Bowl team, that's the issue people have with Branch.
I don't get it.
And, yeah, I don't understand it.
Yeah,
and I'm sure he would have loved to have played all season. He was trying.
To me, this is the
M&M. He was on Twitter openly.
If you have one chance, one opportunity to resume your career, to pursue a Super Bowl, and you're supposed to say, no, because, I once played for them, and I like Tom.
Right.
Bill answered the quotes today. Bill did not have a tinge. I don't know if you guys saw the conference call transcript with the indie media. There was no tinge of he's upset at Deion Branch or anything.
Oh, Bill would never do that, even if he was.
Well, I mean... I don't think that's accurate. I think generally when he wants to send a tone, he sends a tone pretty quickly.
Yeah, I know. Deion Branch has done nothing to make Bill Belichick upset with him.
I agree with that. Michael Felger and those people of the world were trying to spew yesterday that I'm pretty sure that people down in Foxborough, Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, are not happy with Deion Branch.
A lot of people were trying to spin it that way. To me, it would be different if Branch were a little bit closer to still being relevant. And he were a free agent, and the Patriots offered him something, and he took and he said, I'm going to the Colts.
He had a choice
for the Saints.
Right, he had no choice.
To me, this is he's out of work. The Patriots don't want him. He's at the end of the line, and he's thinking, I want to play one more year. I want. He's been trying to play all year.
Right.
I still follow him. Do you on Twitter?
He's
been writing about off to a workout. He's been doing things like that all year long. We heard about his workout with the Colts. Is there an element of this that they signed him now because they're playing the Patriots? There probably is. There probably is. But I think it's more for Branch. It has a lot less to do with who they're playing than just one final opportunity to play in another game. And I'm not even sure he's going to get to play in that game.
And why would you? I don't know how you could say no.
How do you say no?
If you want to play. If this were week 17, I could say no. It's just a regular season game. But I'm in the playoffs. I have a chance here. I'm with Luck. There is a legitimate chance I could go to a Super Bowl. I can extend. I don't know how anyone could say no. All these people, I'd like to know how they could honestly look themselves in the mirror and say no.
Josh, I don't understand why there's the hatred toward a player who your team didn't want. If you wanted him, I would totally get it.
Right.
I could understand, even though I don't agree with it, I could understand people feeling that way about Welker. Because you could make an argument that the Patriots still wanted him. He took virtually the same money. To go to Denver. Now, I don't think the Patriots wanted him, and I don't think he wanted to be back. But that's what we did. I disagree with a lot of people on that. But I can understand Patriots fans looking at that and say, well, that Welker, why didn't he stay here? He could have played for $10 million or $12 million here. Why did he go to Denver? I get that. That makes sense to me. Branch was an afterthought. No one wanted him.
Josh also says, let's get into the Colts' head. Let's start saying that Branch really is loyal to the Patriots and feeding the Patriots info on the Colts. He will drop balls, so don't throw it to him. And any info he gives the Colts is false. Tell the Colts how you can trust a guy with a smile like his.
That would be funny.
Yeah, they'll listen to us.
Like in our little wrestling world.
The embedded Patriot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they call Jenny Dell the embedded Red Sox reporter?
I don't know.
Be accurate, right?
I know what you're talking about.
Elliot in Houston says, this is a bit unrealistic, but I found this bit on the internet and thought you guys would enjoy it. I'm working on a theory, and it goes something like this. It's the late third quarter. Luck has struggled for most of the first half, but he's starting to heat up. He's just led the Colts down the field on an 8-play, 9-minute drive to score a touchdown and bring the game within 10. He runs over to the bench and sips on his Gatorade when suddenly, out of nowhere, Branch hits him over the head with a steel chair, rips off his Colts jersey to reveal a Patriots jersey, trots across the field, and finally gives Brady the high five he deserves.
Oh, boy, am I glad I didn't go to the locker room.
Why?
Because Ben Volen just tweeted 75-1 media to player ratio in the locker room right now.
Wow.
The place is packed. I don't know if you guys saw. I walked into the booed? I literally did. I walked in.
We're making fun of you.
Not an empty seat in the house. I've never seen that room that full. Because obviously it's the first postseason game for that room. But, yeah, I got booed. Legitimately booed.
And by some people that you really didn't know all that well.
Oh, a ton of people I don't know. So I did the friend, I did the little wave.
Yeah, we read about that on the Twitter. Yeah,
on the Twitter. Me. The Twitter was blowing up.
Yeah. Andy Hart booed.
Yep. A little extra heightened, security, too, through the media relations.
Oh, really?
Didn't really want me hanging out in the hallway, looking down the hall to see if players were coming.
Oh, you're kidding.
Mr. Moose was asked to wait in the room, not in the hallway with me. And...
But you were able to get it before, like Aaron wanted? Though?
Yeah, I got it done.
No, they were about
15 minutes late coming off the field and starting the whole Brady press conference and process. But, yeah, I got it done right before.
So who were the big national people in the room?
I saw the guy from NFL Network now, maybe? Guy who used to be a New York writer, kind of bald.
Mike Garofalo?
Him. What's his name's here? Who used to cover us? I'm having a lot
Albert
of
Breer?
Well, he's here, but I meant the other guy from Monday Morning Quarterback.
Greg Bedard.
Greg Bedard is here.
Wow. is where Indy and Paul do their Mannix Hobson routine.
I mean, those were kind of the national
That's
people
it.
I saw. Yeah, I didn't see.
No Chris Berman.
He was here yesterday.
Uh-huh.
He must have taped something.
And Bill Cowher was here yesterday.
Bill Cowher was here.
They were here doing stuff yesterday. But in terms of today, I didn't see a lot.
Andy and I saw Berman when we were leaving.
Getting in his car.
Getting in his car.
Giving some chick a hug.
Yeah. Chick. Adam writes in Charlotte, hey, guys, especially Eric, don't let those other chooch balls get to you. Chooch balls.
What's a chooch ball?
That's what we are.
What is it?
I don't know.
So Eric is the non-chooch ball
in
that? Okay.
Scenario. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know.
Is a chooch ball somebody who's had sex? Because I am a chooch ball and Eric is not. That is accurate.
Do you think that Indy being the only home team to win is better for us, seeing how they now have to travel, or worse, seeing how they won't have travel fatigue? In other words, they won't have two road games in a row.
I don't think it makes that much of a difference, but I'd rather play a team that had to travel twice in a row.
Yeah, I don't really.
I don't think it makes much of a difference, though.
Don't care.
You don't care.
But I just don't think it's really that relevant.
But I just would say in this particular case, if they had made that comeback on the road at Kansas City and then had to travel back and, you know, is it a big difference? No, but it adds to a little of your fatigue and whatnot and all that stuff.
And, if it were a Sunday game where, say, San Francisco played the Giants and then had to come back and then go back for a Saturday night game, so you have a short week, long travel, you might be able to spin me, but I
Johnny in L.A.
Johnny.
Do you think this current Patriots team will show more heart and resiliency than the 09 or 2010 teams, both of which got punched in the mouth early in their respective playoff games and never recovered?
I believe they absolutely will show more resiliency, especially than the 09 team.
And two.
More heart and resiliency. I think that's
well, they
kind
have
of beyond
in general,
question with this
but
team.
I don't always think you lose or get blown out
because you don't have heart. I think the 09 team.
Maybe you just got your ass kicked that day and it snowballed and, way things happen. If you give up an 80-yard touchdown run, which I don't personally believe is a lack of effort, and then on the next snap, you give up a strip sack that's a touchdown and it's 14-0, I think you could get blown out and it has nothing to do with you didn't show up, you didn't try, you weren't resilient, you have a bad attitude, anything like
that.
They
came out flat.
You got your ass kicked that day. It happens.
I don't think that heart or resiliency had anything to do with the Jets game. I think it did have something to do with the Ravens game. I agree with all the things that you said. I don't think they came ready to play. I don't think they had any guts, that team. I think the first sign of adversity, that team packed tent and went home. All year.
Packed tent.
All year.
Well, this team didn't
2010,
do that
I think they fell behind early. They fought to get back in the game, and the Jets made plays to hold them off.
They threw a lazy pick.
Johnny also says, if you haven't done so already, can you please talk about Andy Reid's clock management?
Paul, this is your area of expertise. Why don't you go?
I know that they wasted. I'm not really in a perfect position for this. This is usually my fastball area, the clock management stuff. I know they wasted timeouts.
So you throw it about 80, 82?
Because I know they used two timeouts earlier in the half, that and they only had one left, and they took that last one on the play after the two-minute warning. The two-minute warning came. They came out, didn't have the right play, and they called timeout. However, I just don't think it had anything to do with the game. I think that they didn't run out of time at the end of the game. They didn't move far enough to get into field goal range. Here's a question for you guys. Would you have tried a 61-yard field goal?
Sure.
Andy? 61-yard field goal or 4th and 11?
Probably a 61-yard field goal.
I think I'd have gone for it on 4th and 11. But some people have brought up the 61. I certainly wouldn't have killed him for it. But, I mean, I don't know what kind of leg the guy has.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he, I don't know if he's ever gotten it there.
Issue.
I mean, he did miss a 41-yarder the week before.
Right.
The game on the line.
Let's see. Mike in South Dakota.
My mother, actually, yesterday when she was coming to babysit.
Your mouth.
How do you go through life with a name like Suck Up? Like, that resonated with her. It's just a random casual observation.
Beth must have laughed 8 different times Saturday night when they mentioned the word Suck Up. Suck Up.
Now, where did he go to school?
South Carolina.
That's what I thought. He was on the team when C. Dick was on the team, too.
Oh.
No, I'm being serious. There was a guy whose last name was Dick, and there were two Dicks on the team, and he said C. It was C. Dick, and I laughed every time. I thought that was far funnier than Suck Up.
Yeah. Mike says, hello from...
Fred took it as an opportunity. He said, really, where?
Mike says, hello from...
The two of you are fighting over it. Who's going to do the Google search first?
Hello from 30 below frozen tundra of the Great Plains. Wow, 30 below.
Is that legit 30 below or wind chill 30 below?
I know one place was minus 17 without the wind chill. Yeah. So maybe
that's
now
like
it's
the
30.
Original ice bowl.
And don't you have to? Isn't that when you have to have like an electric thing to start your car? Like you have to warm it first before you start it or something.
They had some ridiculous photos on the news this morning from out there, like fountains that they kept on and that were like just
those are awesome.
Huge, yeah.
I used to have a neighbor who would like keep his hose on and create like ice things,
right?
But can you imagine, you know, we all have fond memory, well, not totally fond memories, but we enjoyed the week leading up to the Super Bowl in Indy. This could have been the other option.
Oh, yeah.
This could have been like
could
minus
you imagine?
15. No, you know, not walking. Remember we were in like shorts walking across that long
right.
through the campus and stuff. Like it
we
could
were
have
in
been
shorts?
Minus. I think I was.
No, I think I was in shorts.
They provided shuttles, but you're like, we'll just walk.
No, it's beautiful.
Oh, we
we'll
walked
walk.
Everywhere.
Right.
I think
that
I had
was,
shorts.
That was
but
the beauty of that.
Me. I wear shorts at Super Bowls.
You didn't need to rely on anybody.
But oh my God.
It could have been this.
This would be the nightmare that would finally get them to admit, okay, we can't do this.
That was
but the funny thing is, Indy wants to be in the rotation, wants back in because they had such a good experience.
Yeah, I'm not sure
well, it
I'd
could have
him.
Been this.
I'm not sure I'd let him
you
back
rolled
in.
The dice. You won. Don't let it ride. Back off and say, I'll take my earnings and go
great
home.
Great stadium, though.
Mike says, can you provide – let's see.
Good place for an AFC title game.
Eric stated in PFW that the Chiefs would be the hardest matchup. The Colts beat them. Combine that with the Colts being 5 ranks down in the Wilson-Hart Power Index. Combined, that has to make this a guaranteed win, right?
Yes, this is a guaranteed win.
Also,
I think it's pretty close.
Sorry about dragging the last pregame social down with my drunken ramblings. It was my first Sunday off in 4 months. I couldn't help but drink some grain belt while watching football. Maybe
you didn't
little...
drag us down. Feel free. Saturday night, 6 o'clock, right here.
Maybe a little too much grain belt.
Extra time to get lubed up, as Tom Brady would say.
Yeah, the Patriots pregame social.
Although I'm not sure how we got onto the topic of what kinds of animals do we hit with our cards. And I totally did buy it when you said Andy's not here. I'll call earlier next time, maybe before the bar.
Do you remember that? When the guy said, I want to talk to Andy. Is he there? And I go, no, Andy's not here. And he bought it. The guy was a little
tipsy.
Was he the one from, like, Dakotas, Montanas?
Yeah, well, he just said the Plains, right? The Great Plains?
He's from South Dakota.
Yeah. Yeah, 6 o'clock, Freddie, for the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social this week.
We'll be, Mike Chappell?
Chatting with Mike Chappell, one of the more esteemed beat writers around the league.
I thought you were going to say an Indy because I was going to say, are there other beat
writers?
Oh,
there's not a lot of guys in Indy. I think it's just the Indy Star.
Joel in Long Island says, first time, long time. Please stop taking calls from Joel in Atlanta. If lobster bisque is equivalent to sex for your throat, then Joel is like sexual assault to your ears.
Wow.
Wow. Get lobster bisque in there.
Wait, isn't that a reference to you?
Keith Nordstrom writes in, and
our photographer.
Yes,
Keith.
He says,
Miller Lights and Wings
about
this week.
About why you can't enter contests.
Okay.
He says, you will often see that a contest or sweepstakes is only open to those 18 years of age or older. This is because the laws relating to minors adds a layer of complexity that many are not willing to manage. Because blogs often have readers from all over the world, can you just let anyone enter? The short answer is yes, if you are willing to comply with the laws of every jurisdiction, including those of foreign countries. In Canada, for example, the winner cannot be chosen by luck, but rather some element of skill must be involved. And if you do wish to open your giveaway to residents of Canada, you must go one step further and either exclude Quebec or add in the various additional rules that province requires. While bloggers definitely don't want to leave their Canadian readers out in the cold, it is a harsh reality of administrating a giveaway through a sweepstakes that residents of Canada must be excluded. It's the same reason readers under the age of 18 are often excluded. It becomes cumbersome to administer the promotion if more laws must be followed. Every country has a different laws, and unless you're abiding by every one of those laws,
it's easier to
exclude them.
No, well, it absolutely is easier. I just don't think it's that hard to not.
Oh, no, it is. It's hard.
I think it's lawyers making themselves do less work. We had a reader.
Lawyers want to do more work.
From
that's how
Canada.
They make money.
They make $200 an hour.
Right.
Yeah, but we're not hiring someone to do that.
Oh, yes, we do.
No, we have people in. Okay. I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah, we have to.
Just to let Andy know, we had a listener from Canada who wants to enter the contest to get something, you know, some apparel or something that we're giving away, but he can't. Because contests are only open to the U.S. And his point was Patriots gear is by far and away the most common in Canada, most popular, and yet they can't enter the contest and blah, 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 blah. And Fred said, rightly so, as Keith just backed up, that there's different rules for different countries and jurisdictions and whatnot, and that's why you can't do it.
You know what the one flaw is with our whole, like, wrestler theory? Like, they were just showing highlights of Ric Flair at the Niners, and everybody was kind of laughing. It looked like players were doing the woo, and he was styling and profiling and everything. Like, what does he say? Like,
what do you have an epiphany on this?
Well, I'm listening to a
you
guy
heard what,
who's...
What Hulk said?
It's fixed, you goof. You don't know what it's like to fight through an actual competition and try to win. You knew before it started whether you were going to win or you were going to lose. You're
Hulk
a showman. We're competitors.
Hulk had a lot of great wins in Boston, baby,
but
brother.
That's
what the script said, brother.
A lot of these pro wrestlers did play a sport in college.
Oh, yeah, a lot of them did.
They're athletic. There's
so
no question about that.
I mean, a lot of guys played it. That doesn't mean I'm worthy of being. What you should have is, you know, somebody who actually overcame something to achieve something on the level. You know, who was that? Wasn't there a wrestler who had
John
a great
Cena
story?
John Cena was the champ, right? In wrestling? Real wrestling? Collegiate wrestling?
No. He was a roided-up football player at Springfield.
Oh, who am I thinking of?
I have no idea. Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
Was a legit
champion.
Was he
a WWE?
Who?
Brock Lesnar?
Oh, yeah. He was a champion for a long time.
Oh, that's right.
And
that's
I believe
right.
He's back. He was also the UFC champion for a while and also tried out for the Minnesota Vikings.
Kurt Angle? Wasn't he
Kurt Angle is at least an Olympic champion. You know, you could go with, like... If I'm listening to Ric Flair, well, you don't know anything about competing. You've never competed a day in your life. You work hard, you work out, but you're an entertainer. We are competitors. There is a great divide there that you can't
Andy
bridge.
Just came full circle in the
right.
span
you
of like 45 minutes.
Talk us out of having
well, see, no,
I had placed a call. Now I'm going to have to
see,
that call back.
Cancel.
See, no, what you're missing is I think Hogan would be perfect for in stadium. I don't think he's perfect for how the 49ers used him at a team meeting.
I'm only kidding.
I would like to have... You know, Bill Russell, Jim Abbott, you know, some athlete who overcame an adversity and who
How
can send me a message.
Screw the Yankees. Screw them.
Yeah, not really.
No.
What did he overcome?
Well, now he's got a deep voice.
But I think Hogan
Screw
would be perfect in stadium for fans to get fans lathered up and for the in-game entertainment. I think you need somebody else for the team, somebody who actually motivates. You know, a Bill Russell, a Shackleton, some, you know, lone survivor, somebody who been there, done something.
Yeah.
Why the random shot at Drew there? How did that even seep into the conversation?
I don't know, because I think he's one of the he's very boring when he talks. So it's a joke.
As I've said in the past and continue to say, you guys should go out there and fight. Go get them.
Afterwards, I'll give everyone a bottle
right.
of wine.
Let's
see.
Drew.
Emailer writes in about Bill Polian. He says, when rating the quarterbacks left in the tournament, on being clutch yesterday, Pelion left out Brady. When asked about it, he said, oh, I forgot about him.
That's because they hate him.
I like how he has just embraced that a little bit. Like, he's fine being the guy who hates the Patriots and just running with it. Well, we only had a list of five, so.
The Patriots had their time. It's the Colts' time, he says, running down the hallway after that win.
Does he still like the Colts?
I would doubt
yeah,
it.
I don't think he likes yeah. I don't think he likes Ursay very much.
My guess is he thinks less of the Colts right now than the Patriots.
My guess is he's rooting for Peyton Manning.
Right.
His guy.
Yeah, that
right?
That
would my guess is he'll be rooting for Peyton Manning even if it's Manning versus Luck next Sunday.
Oh, I believe it.
I've never spoken to him about any of this stuff, obviously.
You didn't spike when you
Spike?
My guess would be exactly.
Did you guys embrace once or something?
What you just said. No. Steve Buckley, no.
You guys embrace at St. Elmo's over a steak?
I've never even seen him at St. Elmo's.
He doesn't discount that he embraced him. I've never even seen him at St. Elmo's. I embraced him at another restaurant. It was Moe's down the street.
It's like you have to hit him over the head with them.
You do a little bit.
All right. Well, that's going to be it for this edition of PFW in Progress. We've got a TV show to tape.
Rook.
John Rook's in the house.
Those Friars are dying.
Yeah, we're doing great, aren't
we? We should get them together with the Huskies and see who could be the worst team in New England.
Be a hell of a match right now. Be a hell of a match.
All right. So John's getting ready. Now, these guys think it's a foregone conclusion. Patriots win. What say you?
I don't think it's a foregone conclusion.
I think they're going to win. I don't know if I would characterize it that easy, though.
You're unbelievable.
I'm on foregone. I'm not. I think this team can't blow anybody out, so it won't be a blowout.
Right.
But I think they're going to win 28-13, and you're going to say, I never really had any doubt that game.
I think it'll be closer than that. At least that's my initial indication. Yeah, that's me. I'm a negative person. That's why I was 12-4.
He's
going
to pick nits. That's on why the Tuesday coming out of the bye.
That's why he was 12-4 against the spread. Once you listen to the rest.
What was I against
sucky,
the spread?
Sucky.
I don't know. Against for the Patriots.
I don't know.
We were probably like 8-8 at best.
I don't know.
12-4 against the spread for the Patriots is
correct.
Good.
I think they go ATS, don't they? You don't really say. You just say ATS.
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 That's in gambling lingo.
Yeah, RJ Bell when he's tweeting, right. It's always ATS.
Well, so. That's in print. You would definitely write it that way.
Well, John's up. He's going to be
done with us.
Against
well,
the spread is not really a cumbersome
phrase. We
have a TV
show we have to tape. We have to
do
get
we?
Going.
Do you think the cameras are ready? Because I don't.
I don't know. But I need to go up and do some show
in?
Prep because I don't know what I'm doing around the NFL.
I need to do some serious show
All right,
prep.
John. Have a good show.
See you, boys.
And then do we have a nation coming up afterwards? We do.
This
all right.
This is a debacle.
That'll be coming up at 4. Goodbye.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.